Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, baby, you look like you need a little help. Oh, baby, can I do for you today?
Need help keeping your digestive balance? Align can help. Only Align has Bifanta, a patented probiotic that naturally helps maintain your digestive balance. Try Align to help retain a balanced digestive system. Try the number one gastroenterologist recommended probiotic, Align.
Home improvement project you want to do? Take it on. Waste Management's new Bagster bag can take on the waste. The Bagster dumpster in a bag can handle as much renovation waste and debris as you can throw in it. Drywall, cabinets, sinks, clutter, up to 3,300 pounds worth. Schedule collection from Waste Management, and it's gone. Take it on with the Bagster Bag, official sponsor of cleanup season. Plan your spring cleanup project at thebagster.com today.
Do you think you really know your loved ones?
It was love at first sight.
Maybe you do.
He made me feel like I was beautiful, amazing.
And maybe you don't. Real stories of deception.
He tried to say he really loved me.
Betrayal.
Stay away from this man.
And murder.
They had evidence.
By the people they thought they knew.
All of my worst nightmares came true.
The Devil You Know. All new series Wednesday, June 15th at 10. Only on Investigation Discovery.
Now playing on DirecTV Cinema.
Comes a comedy about what guys think they know.
The Where Are You text is like saying, I want to have sex with you. I just need to know how drunk you are.
And what girls really want.
Can you just open a car door for me? No one's ever done that for me before. Do it again.
Welcome to the new world of relationships.
Do you want to use each other for sex? No strings attached?
Yeah, I could do that.
We're sex friends.
That's not possible.
No strings attached.
Movie start at channel 125.
You value your friends. So does DirecTV. Meg's worth $100. So are Mike, Carol, Bob, Jim, and Kay. For every friend you refer to DirecTV, you get $100 in bill credit, and they get $100 in bill credit on top of our best offer. Just give your account number to your friends and have them call 1-877-4-100 each. They must have your account number when they order. Refer up to 10 people and get $1,000 in bill credit. Then celebrate and watch the Benjamins stack up.
Sometimes I need to deep clean my carpet right away. Like when Mom suddenly decides to come to visit. We didn't really have time to rent a machine, so we just used what we had on hand.
Honey, where are you? Marco? Hello.
Fortunately, Bissell has a better way.
Own a Bissell ProHeat 2X, and it's there when you need it. It has dual brushes and a built-in heater for a deep-down clean. And it out-cleans traditional rentals. It's deep cleaning when you need it. The Bissell ProHeat 2X. Bissell. We mean clean.
Distracted driving. It accounts for 25% of car crashes. Music, cell phones, food, the list goes on.
This is why safe driving is so important.
Correct.
And it's why the best agents help safe drivers get a lower rate.
Oh, exactly.
We are insurance.
We are farmers. Bum, ba-da-bum, bum, bum, bum.
Quality inclusions than any other resorts on the planet. Book now. Save up to 65%. Call 1-800-STANDARD.
The shocking crimes you know. The new details you haven't heard. True Crime with Aphrodite Jones. All new. Thursday at 10. Only on Investigation Discovery.
Black man.
A man barely alive. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's first bionic
black man. Gentlemen, what's it gonna take for you to be that man? Better than you were before.
Better, stronger, faster.
We'll be right back.
gentlemen, this is Your World, My Views on a Sensational Saturday. Don't forget to join us all next week. Next week, we've got some great shows for you. We're going to one of the shows, of course, we're going to do the opposite of this one, which is Building a Better Black Woman, which is going to be on the Saturday show. We're also going to be talking about kids, co-eds. Should schools be segregated? We're going to try to find out, and we're going to find out what you guys feel about homeschool and all that. We're going to talk about education, and we're going to talk about just being in the same school. So I'm looking forward to that. And also, we're going to talk about single parenthood. Is this really something that's okay, or is it an issue? We got so many subjects coming up. And the one I'm really looking forward to is the Halloween show. We're going to be talking about fear, things that used to scare you when you were little, things that you are afraid of now, and things you used to be afraid of that you and how you overcame those fears. Ladies and gentlemen, the number is 347-989-8310. And we did one. The first thing we talked about was, is the black man too sexually irresponsible? Then we did number two. Is the black man too financially irresponsible? Number three, do you think the black man needs to be more chivalrous? What are we going to do to build a better black man? What's up, Nikki?
Hey, can you hear me?
I can hear you, girl.
Oh, okay.
You like my Bionic Man intro?
I like it a lot. It should be a ringtone.
You get so many brothers, man.
Okay.
Your phone will ring the black man.
I'll be like, what is going on, right?
Niggas might go get an extra job after they hear your ringtone.
Okay.
Before we get on to what you brought up, which was this idea of becoming more chivalrous, I want to ask you about what the first caller said, because you told me what you disagree with what he said. But do you agree when he brought up the fact that a good woman can change a man that this man is in love with? Because I've seen it happen. Most men have. We've seen a man change on us. Like he said, we won't go hang out with our mama if our girlfriend don't want us to, and we like her like that.
Mm-hmm. I think if it's desired, if he truly wants it, I mean, I think it's still up to him. It's his choice, because a lot of times it's not that guys don't get good girls. They do, but they're either unfamiliar with it, they're afraid of it, and they end up dogging them, or they want
something. Yeah, I've gotten a lot of good girls and just screwed them in and out of the bedroom, just ruined them.
So I think it's what he wants. If he feels like in his life, I mean, I guess when you're hanging with your guy friends, you really can't say what's on your heart. But if you're looking for a change and that woman comes along at the right time and you're ready, then yes, it's a good thing. He'll change.
You are right. And I've been getting a lot of people send me messages on this. One of my good friends, Bishop T.D. Jakes' wife, she sent me a message on Twitter and said, sexual irresponsibility is the plague of our community.
I agree.
That's deep. Thank you, Ms. J.
I agree.
Glad you're listening. Glad you're watching. Since you sent it on Twitter, I'm hoping you don't mind me putting your name out there. No. But she always sends me stuff, and I like that because, I mean, at the end of the day, I think this is, although we go by financial responsibility, because if you look at it, and these two things are, at best, you could say one and one A, meaning they're not that much different, because we spend 80% of our money, the black income. Did you know that 80% of it goes to entertainment?
I do.
Isn't that scary?
It's frightening. That's why we don't own anything.
Mm-hmm. Listen to another number and see if they... If it's odd, equal, or if they have anything to do with each other. 80% of black kids are born out of wedlock.
Oh, I totally agree. And I think they do correlate with each other.
Mm-hmm. We just dealt with two numbers. Both of them were 80%, and I don't think it's an irony. I don't think it's an accident.
No, it isn't.
Mm-hmm. And that's one thing that the brother did talk about earlier when he talked about, if you get a good woman, because, again, I think a lot of times men, it's like in sports they say the team plays up or down to their competition. Like if they play a sucky team, they'll have a sucky week.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times men play up and down to the women that they encounter, and I believe that. I do it all the time. If a woman is okay with you not having ambition, fuck a job. We're not even talking about a job, because there's a lot of unemployed people. if he don't have any ambition, and not only ambition, but he's out doing something, because there are a lot of people talk about what they're doing. If your man 35 right. talking about he's trying to rap, you got the wrong man.
Oh, my God. Hang it up.
If he keep putting his new CD on your Facebook wall. I'm just saying.
That is so funny.
You know I'm telling the truth. There's a lot of brothers out there still chasing that damn dream that they should have chased 20 years ago.
I agree.
And the only reason they're telling you is because they need somebody that's going to put up with them. And a lot of these women are so desperate for men, they will let them chase this dream that really should have been chased 20 years ago and didn't need me backing you up.
I am not the one.
Yeah, exactly. If your man chasing a dream and it looked like something, it's just like playing the stock market.
Uh-huh.
You got to put your money where you think it can draw the most return. You need the best ROI you can possibly get, and that's return on interest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you need to have your return on your investment be the same in your life, in your kids. Sometimes you need to cut bait with your kids. I know that nobody want to hear that. Some of y'all kids is just bad, and all they going to do is, like the Menendez boys, them parents tried to keep helping them. Where them parents at now? In the damn grave. The Menendez boys did not want help. Sometimes you got to realize your man can't be helped. It don't matter how good his dick is. You need to let him go.
Mm-hmm.
He is bringing you down. He is the captain of the Titanic, and you can get in a lifeboat.
I agree.
Now, you brought up the black man being chivalrous.
Yes.
Now, you're not bringing chivalry back to the old white people days in England, because I always tell people, when you say that, don't make me go back to what chivalry meant. What you're saying is chivalry 2011 needs to be what? Explain what chivalry in 2011 means to Nikki.
Chivalry. I think that there's nothing wrong with opening your lady's door. I think it is nothing wrong with opening, that be the car door or the department store or the restaurant door. I think there's nothing wrong with pulling out her chair. I think there's nothing wrong with just, in general, being a protector. Like, I don't care if we go to a restaurant who's paying, but I like to see initiative. Go up there and they say, party of two, what's the name? You know, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my name is, I don't know, Jonathan. Party for two, Jonathan. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Helping carry groceries in the house. Just being respectful and responsible. It's not hard.
Well, let me say this to you, though. Here's the opposite side of that. There's a lot of women who do not like that. I've opened the door for a woman, and she told me, I am not helpless.
Well, I think that she clearly doesn't understand her power, and she doesn't understand that it's okay to be treated with respect and dignity. And my thing is, I like a strong man. I'm a strong woman. But I think that sometimes we as women take it out of context. We're so used to being in that position, but truly our bodies are not built in that fashion.
Right.
So I think that there's nothing wrong with allowing a man to take the lead. It's almost refreshing, especially if you're doing it on your own all the time.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is where the heads clash. How do you think we can get past this? You are raising boys and girls to be men and women. So you have a dual effort in saying to one something completely different than the other one, but they merge to be the same thing. How have you walked that thin line of saying to one that you are a piece of a, I always put it like a puzzle. You as a woman are a piece of a puzzle. This man is a piece of a puzzle. And together you guys can fit to form a beautiful picture. But apart, you guys just look like an ugly just jigsaw.
I think what I do with my children is, first of all, like I tell my daughter, like I tell my son, I want them to be whole and complete coming into a relationship. I think that's why my marriage did not work, because you look for the other person to fulfill you, and that's not possible. You have to be whole and complete when you're coming in. That means you have your financial stuff together. That means you have your house together. That means you, I mean, you're able to provide a life. That's what I teach my son. If you want to take on a wife, taking on a wife is a responsibility. You need to be where you need to be emotionally, financially, and physically. And what we do in my house is we have mock dates. Like, my son really liked this girl, and he was telling me about her. So I said, okay, but let's go on a date. So my son was like, oh, man, you know, I don't know. I mean, first of all, I was like, okay, put on a nice collared shirt. So there's nothing wrong with being suited and booted. Put on a nice collar shirt, some nice shoes, some pressed jeans. We did that. He pulled my chair back. I went to the bathroom. He stood up, pulled my chair when I came back. I mean, I had to train him. He waited. He stood up, and he pushed my chair back in. Then he sat down. We talk about all kinds of things, all kinds of things. I mean, paying. Like, I'm like, you know what? I tell my son all the time, you don't have to pay for the full date. But I do believe firmly that if you ask a woman out, it should be your pleasure. So even if it's not an expensive date, I don't know, it could be ice cream. He's a teenager. I mean, pay for the ice cream. I think sometimes with my son's age, because he's 17, they have a sense of entitlement. It's just because of the things that they've seen on TV. So me as a parent, I have to tell him, no, son, it doesn't work that way. And then with my daughter, it's a totally different conversation because she's my only girl. I'm like, you know, first of all, she is surrounded by boys. Her brother surrounds her. So, you know, look for a guy who is, you know, going to be protective, who is sweet, who can talk to you and look at you in your face. I mean, just good, wholesome things that you should be able to find in a boy nowadays that you may not always see. I tell her, you know, keep your pants up. Don't give a boy anything. Don't let him hug you. Don't let him kiss you. Don't let him touch you. And if he is aggressive, get away from him.
Now, I do something with my daughter. Let me ask you if you ever did this.
Go ahead.
My daughter's just 5. I take her on dates all the time. Literal dates. I am her boyfriend. She loves her daddy. I'm her first boyfriend. I don't care how perverted other people think about it. I took psychology for a reason. They didn't just hand out this degree. I know what happens. A girl's first love, if her dad's in her life, is her dad. And how dad treats her is literally how she expects everyone else to. My daughter should be able to look and say, if you can't at least do for me what my daddy do, who ain't getting none, you ain't worth my time. Do you do that?
You know what? I agree. But my ex-husband and my daughter do not have that relationship. It's just difficult. He's married now. He has another family. And that's just a whole different dynamic altogether.
Are they out of state? Is he out of state?
Yes, I moved out of state.
That makes it difficult.
Out of state. Yes, I moved about – I'm in Florida, so I moved like 5 states away.
Oh,
so
that makes it different. My daughter is only maybe like an hour and a half, almost 2 hours away from me, and that still makes it difficult. The only thing is I like driving and I like music, so I don't mind driving to get her a lot, and then her mom like dick, so she don't mind bringing it to me.
That was raunchy.
So everything works itself out.
I know, that's right.
But I'm afraid of the day when she gets married. Her and her guy that she's been with now for a long time, and that's the one thing I like about her mom, too. My thing is a lot of times as men, and this goes back to sexual irresponsibility, we will get a girl pregnant that we don't even respect. And my thing is if you can say my baby mama is a hoe, then how did she become your baby's mama?
That doesn't say much about you either. You must be a whore, too. It takes a whore to know a whore.
Exactly. And the same thing with these women. I say that to them, too. If you say my baby's dad ain't shit, you must not be shit because you picked him and laid up with him.
That is true.
So I have my ups and downs, likes and dislikes about her mom. But the thing is, I believe that us as couples need to start picking out things that we like more about people, especially when they are the mother or father of our children. Sometimes you got to fight through things. Because here's the funny thing about it. You can tell me if I'm right or wrong. Women, when they with a man, they'll fight through all kind of shit. Him whooping their ass, they'll go bail him out. Him not having no money, they'll let him live in the house. But if for some reason, as soon as they get a baby and they separate, he ain't shit no more, and all the shit she allowed to happen before they got a baby, she now trying to put him in jail for not trying to pay child support when at first he was broke and was living in your house. So if he didn't have no money when he was living in your house, why are you trying to put him in jail? I think that we use these kids.
That's
and
fine.
I think, yes. Do you see?
I agree.
Because I put up something on my Facebook, and I thought it was a little funny. I said, if you keep a black man from his child, he'll just go and get another one with somebody else. If you keep a white man away from his child, he'll kill you and somebody else.
That's true. I agree. But let me say this, and this is in defense of some situations. Like with my daughter and her dad, or my kids and their father, I think when you are married and you have another family with that person, that is a tough situation.
Yeah.
Sometimes myself, I can say this, I'm transparent, I have tried to be civil. You know, I've tried to, you know.
Wait. Black women do two things. Which one did you say you were trying to be, civil or Sybil?
Civil. No, civil.
Because Because I knew a lot of black women that end up being civil.
No. I'm no civil. My whole thing. No, I am very civil. I mean, I will work with you. Now, the beast can come out if you make me angry. But I will try to talk to you. I will try to work it out with you. You know, just try to communicate that. I did take my kids out of state. It was just horrible all the way around. And I felt in order for myself to be healthy and my kids to be healthy that that was the thing I had to do.
Mm-hmm.
But I did tell my ex-husband that, hey, you know, if you want to see the kids, I'll go ahead and drop them at your mother's house. It's a
well, how does leaving the state, I'm just curious, how does leaving the state help you and the kids be healthy? How did leaving the state do that?
Oh, you're going to dig in my business. Okay, so I was
married. I got to, because you can't just throw stuff out there.
That's fine. I'm transparent. I don't care. I was married for almost 10 years. I got married very young, and I found out that my husband was cheating on me. And not once, not twice, but repeatedly. And the one thing my mother did not raise is a fool. So what I said to him is, while I could put my hands on him physically, I'm like, look, I need you to stop this, cut it out. I mean, what is the problem? You know, whatever. Just let's try to work this out. We have very small children. I had a 3-year-old, a 4-year-old, and I had a set of twin boys. So my kids are like steps.
Damn.
Yeah, so he didn't want to do that. He was like, I'm not cheating. And, you know, the first rule is deny.
That sounds like my book.
Yeah, I know you're my husband. Don't lie to me. You can lie to anyone. Just don't lie to me. So we tried that route. He didn't want to take care of the kids. He wasn't coming home. And mind you, he had a successful business. So my thing is, okay, I've talked to you. I try to work it out with you. So I went to child support, and I filed it while we were married, had the sheriff serve my way at the house, and then that started the whole big commotion. So we eventually separated, and it just got really bad. I would have his ex-girlfriend call in my house. His girlfriend call in my house. You know, people trying to fight me.
Well, that started off bad, though. I mean, to be honest, you can't get a good result by doing that.
But this is the thing. When I met him, he was not like that. That's the thing. We were thick as thieves. But I just think we were too young.
So, what do you think, and maybe you can help us out, what do you think went wrong? I mean, because, one, the first guy who called on, he brought it out, and it's true. Men, we like sex. We really do.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some people, I'll put it to you this way, nobody likes it, but any scientist will tell you, monogamy is not natural. That is not natural.
Mm-hmm.
If monogamy was natural, there wouldn't be people who've had 5, 6, 17 different partners. And I don't care if you say, because most women tell this lie, well, I've never cheated. I've just only, every time I've been in a relationship or whoever I've been sleeping with, I've never slept with other people on top of it. Yeah, but if you can switch dicks that easy, that's a little weird.
Mm-hmm.
So monogamy is not natural. It's something, it's just like working out or eating right. These aren't things that are natural. You have to force yourself to do them.
Uh-huh.
So at what point did you think, okay, he's monogamous, and at what point do you think it went downhill?
You know what, honestly, I think he was monogamous when we first got married. Actually, I think it went downhill when I got pregnant with my boys because, one, it was very tough. I didn't even have my boys full term. And then I think because we had children that were like stair steps, that was tough for him too. I mean, you have a 3-year-old, a 4-year-old, a set of newborn twins, and, you know, sometimes men tend to get lost in the mix. So I think it was that. But I mean, I don't know. I think after we had been together for a while. But then I say this to say this about that, about being monogamous. I didn't ask to marry you. You asked to marry me. So you should have been sure that this is what you wanted. And if not, come to me and say, hey, you know, I don't think I want to be married anymore, or I think I want to see someone else.
He did not want to be married anymore. He just wanted to be able to get some side stuff.
But you sound like him. That's not fair, though. That's not fair to me or my children. Because my thing is, if I know that you're doing things that are not right, that can come back to bite me in so many
ways. No, you're right. But see, the reason I sound like him is because I'm an honest person. People hate what I say, but then they'll turn around and say, somebody else said the same thing. I'm like, this is the problem I have with black women. They don't listen to black men when they tell them the truth. Listen to a man that ain't trying to screw you. Most of y'all only listen to a man that's trying to screw you.
Oh,
and he says
y'all.
Everything. Yeah, he says everything that it takes to screw you. It would be like if I was working at Walmart and I really needed a job because I really need to pay my bills, but I know my education level is way higher than Walmart. And they walked up to me and they said, well, we got this teenager who's going to do stocking shelves just like you. So if you're trying to get another job, we'd like to know because we'd rather hire the teenager because he'll be very happy with this job and you may be a little overqualified. Well, if I know I got rent due, I'm not going to tell them, no, I'm actually interviewing with 5 other places so they can hire the teenager and I'll be out of a job.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm going to do is say, no, this is the best job ever.
I disagree, because my whole thing is, like I said before, I shouldn't have to find out on my own that you're doing things you have no business. That, okay, you're saying that a guy should, that a guy is telling you this. I'm saying in my case, he did not tell me. I found out through other
means. No, I said he's going to lie to you. That's what I said.
Oh, yeah. He lied.
He's not going to tell you. If you ask me something, it's just like if you knew somebody was going to charge you extra if they found out you were going to bring something. Or if you wore a dress and realized this ain't the right dress, and you brought it back to the store and you wanted to get all your money back, and if you knew if they found out you put that dress on, they would take off 20%. You'd lie. You wouldn't tell them, I put it on.
Right, but like I said before, I didn't ask to marry him. He asked to marry me. So, one, you should have been solid in your commitment. We had marriage counseling. You should have been sure. And then even if during the marriage you felt some type of way, you should have came to me and said it.
I know, but what I'm telling you is that most people don't. Even you have done things in your job or any time in your life. You have said what you thought you needed to say to keep getting what you're getting instead of telling the truth. We all know it sounds great. It does. It sounds great. Everybody wants to hear that. Everybody is.
Not my marriage. That's different.
I know, but listen. Here's what you're missing. Once you start something, you cannot pick a line of demarcation. It is not fair. It's just like when a woman always says to a man, well, I only slapped you. You didn't have to punch me because you're bigger than me. Well, you didn't have to slap me because I never touched you. You can't say I lie to other people but not in my marriage. Lying is something that if you start doing it, you can't pick a line in which it's okay. It's just like a woman was having a discussion with me last night, and she was telling me, well, it's okay to wear weave and stuff every now and again, but for people who wear it all the time, that's just stupid. And I said,
Justifying it? No, that's different. No, that's different. When I'm talking about marriage and children and being honest, this is how I feel about marriage on the whole. This is why I'm single now and I don't date. My whole thing is, one, I don't want to put up with the bullshit. Because a lot of people, you're right, are not truthful. Second of all, there are just so many women out here. And some of them will put up with some of the stupidest things. But like I said, when it came to my marriage, that was different. If you don't owe me anything, you should at least be able to be honest with me. And if I'm asking you, that is giving you an outlet to say, yes, if I'm coming to you, even though you're not coming to me. So, no, I don't agree with that. I think that he was a coward.
Mm-hmm. My girl,
because he was a coward.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. My girl, Anita Baker, just sent me a message. One, she said she'd like to come on my show. Two, she says.
I like her.
Yeah. She says. I think she's answering. I still haven't figured out how to work out this Twitter. I think she's answering number three. She says, and number three is, should black men be more chivalrous? She says,
yes.
I think it's relative. A man knows when to and when he wants to.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess she's saying she don't think men need to be more chivalrous. She thinks a man knows when he wants to. If he finds somebody that he wants to do that for, he'll do it.
I think some of these younger kids, you're going to have to train them, but full-grown men, they should. But you know what, nowadays, honestly, you never know, because a lot of them being raised by single parents. And their mothers
and a lot of them being raised by
And
I will say this, one of the things I want to say about being better black men is if they were raised by better black men.
I so agree on that one.
You'd have better black men if they were being raised by better black men. Meaning,
I agree.
For the last 30 years, and people got mad when I said that, if a woman says, these niggas ain't shit, which I hear a lot of them say, you know who's at fault? Black women. Because black women have been raising them by themselves.
If I
raise my daughter by myself and she turned out to be a hoe, say her mama died and my daughter turns out to be a hoe, that's my bad.
Right.
I can't say because she didn't have no mama. That's my bad. Because black women love to take credit when their child grow up to be Shaq and making $90 million. What do they say? They say, he grew up this way, and I taught him to be this way.
Phenomenal,
when he
man.
Grows up to be a killer, what do they say? He grew up this way because his daddy wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
So black women.
I totally agree.
Yeah, black women, if you think these niggas ain't shit, here's what you need to do. Stop fucking and bringing kids into the world by men that ain't shit, because you're going to repeat the cycle by having a child that ain't shit, because the only thing he's going to see is a woman that raises him every day that all she does is pick niggas that ain't shit.
I agree. That's why I don't date.
If my own mama will go out with a man with his pants sagging and a tattoo on his neck, what do you think I'm going to grow up? What type of man do you think I'll grow up and be? Seriously.
The same.
If you look at your queen of your life, your mama, mm-hmm. and you see that your mama's a hoe,
mm-hmm.
what are you going to think that a woman deserves to be treated like?
A whore. Natural.
Thank you. But women won't admit to that part of it. These men are being raised by you. And we
mm-hmm.
right now in 2011, and I hate to say it, we have
mm-hmm.
the worst generation of black men in the history of man.
I agree. I think it's very tough. It is a hard, it's a job that's not, the job is not meant to be done by a woman. I have three boys, and I will be the first to tell anyone it is a tough job because boys go through so many things that you don't understand.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, like with my son,
son, let me be honest, and I'll say this and tell me if you agree. All you can teach
okay.
your son is how to be, quote, unquote, you can teach your son to be a gentleman slash sucker. You can't teach him to be a man. You can teach him to be a gentleman slash sucker. Because as a woman, you're going to say, this is what I'd like to have in a man. So you'll start imparting that on your son. Typically, that ain't going to work, especially with the type of women that's out there now. Say you've gotten to the point where you want a good man.
Mm-hmm.
You know you weren't at that point when you was 18, 17.
Ages.
Typically,
mm-hmm.
a 17, 18-year-old girl don't want to get married, right?
Oh, no.
So if you teach your 15, 16, 17-year-old son to be the kind of man you want now at 40, he goes out and start dating at 16, 17, what's going to happen to him? He's going to get real used real fast because that's what happened to me. See, my mama taught me to be this chivalrous guy, this nice guy, and that's how she had to pull me by my lapels when she saw me in the bedroom crying after I had spent all my damn money on dates and the chick never called me back.
Mm-hmm.
That's when she broke it down and said, why are you acting like that? And I said, you told me to. And then she realized, I did put that in him. I did tell him that a man should do and then ... everything that she wanted out of a man as a 30-year-old, knowing that I'm out dating at 12, 13, 14.
Okay.
So a woman can only teach a man to be very respectful,
mm-hmm.
but a sucker at the same time. But what can a man teach another man? See, a man knows what it was like when he's 15, 16, 17, and he talks to his
mm-hmm.
son that way.
Mm-hmm.
He says, man, look, have your fun now, but be careful.
Mm-hmm.
A woman ain't going to tell her son that. It's very difficult to tell your son, man, go out there and have your fun, but be careful. And then little girls, the reason, well, you can tell me, do you believe you can raise a man properly, a young man properly, with your mentality and what you think about men and know about men?
Well, let me see. This is what I do know that I can do. I can make sure that, one, I can head him in the right direction so he can find the help that he needs
mm-hmm.
if he's having a difficult issue that he cannot discuss with me. And I can also make sure he has a sense of integrity. Now, everybody gets their heart broken. I totally, totally agree with, you know, just having it rough when your mother is raising you. And I will be the first to say, like I said before, raising three boys, and I have twin boys who are identical, is tough. I'm like, who am I talking to anyway? It's tough. You have to get to know your kids back and forth. So it is very tough. But I also, like I said before, tell my son where to go, and I know who to go and get help with. So sometimes I have to step back as a mother and call my brother. He's a Marine. I'm going to need you to come down here and help me with this. Because there are some things that we do not know. But since we are typically the ones raising, I do the best that I can.
Right. And that's what it is. It's we're at the point where we're doing the best that we can. I love the fact that you stay here with me, Nikki. And what I want to do is I hope you stick around for what we call the after show because I loved your points. That's why I kept you on so long. I loved your points, and I love the fact that you were being transparent because a lot of times you have to be able to, in a situation like this, in a show like this, in order for us to gain any knowledge from each other, we have to be open and honest with each other, right?
Right.
And this is the only way that we will be able to gain anything on a show like this. And I hope Nikki sticks around for the after show. And for the people who don't know, if you've never done the show, the after show is this. Every night at 12 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, everybody who's on the line will jump in and we'll all talk at once like a big old group. It is fun. So you don't have to just hear me. You guys get to talk to each other and ask each other questions. So it's fun. So people who will be on the line who haven't spoken will be able to get in there. I'm going to try to get to as many of you guys as I can tonight. The number is 347-989-8310. Press 1 to let me know you want to talk. Number 4 is building a better black man would be surrounding him by a better black man. Ladies, a lot of y'all are surrounding y'all men right now around niggas ain't shit. I have been introduced to the kids of girls who I was just coming to screw. I went over this one girl's house one night, and this is no lie. I went over her house one night, and it was 2:30 in the morning. I had no idea that her son was there. I thought she was by herself. It was one of them, you know how y'all know how we do it nowadays. You just hook up and you get to hit somebody, and that's how it rides. Guess who opened the door to let me in to go screw his mama? Her son opened the door at 2 o'clock in the morning and let me in. And he said to me, to my face, he said, "Oh, she back there." He literally said to me, "Oh, she back there in the room." Every woman who's ever slept with me knows I'm very respectful. I see some of y'all in the chat room. I see some of y'all in all three of the chat rooms. So y'all know me, so y'all can call me out if I'm lying. I am very respectful of your kids, of your ex-husband, of your baby's daddy, of your mama, of your home. I try my best to be very respectful. When this young man told me my mama's back there in the room and he lay right back down on the couch like this shit was normal, like this is what his mama do, I thought to myself, one, you're nasty. Two, you're disrespectful. Because I'm nasty, but I ain't disrespectful. I'm nasty as hell. I do some sick shit when my daughter's not here. When my daughter's here, I become a monk. I don't even talk to hoes on the phone when my daughter's here. You hear me? I don't even speak to them. You call me all you want to. My conversation with you is going to be general, like the car insurance company. For the best little dig you can get online, go to the general and save some time. That's how it is. You call me, we ain't saying shit. And I don't care if I've ever told you that I love you, I ain't saying it in front of my daughter. And if she ever meets you, we gonna be at Publix. We gonna be somewhere get some chicken. She ain't gonna meet you in the house. No. I gotta really like you for you to meet my daughter. Because most of the chicks I date are crazy. They're nuts. I don't trust them at all. When they be talking about I'm going to cook for you, I be like, I'm all right. This dude opens the door, and I think he was probably, he was a big boy. So he was about 13. And to me, I know if my mama was fucking somebody at 13, I would be so hurt. I would be so hurt. As a little boy, it would have been cool to have some man come over there and see my mama because I just wanted a daddy. So when my stepdad was dating my mama when I was little, that shit was fun. I didn't know what they was doing. I'm so glad my mama was married. I couldn't handle my mama dating, and I'm 13. She going on dates. Niggas coming over drilling my mom. And I date some chicks that's loud-mouthed. For some reason, I love women that loud when they having sex. They're just loud. I had a woman screaming so loud that her 4-year-old child was knocking on the door saying, "Mama!" I kept telling her, "Will you shut the hell up? Go see your son." I had to tell her, "We gonna stop screwing. You need to go and put your son to bed." She said he'll be all right. She yelled at him to go lay down. I couldn't stay hard at all. I said, "Please, go get your child. This is out of line." You know what the point of this story is? There's a lot of black women that's raising these bad-ass, no-good, low-self-esteem black men. You want to raise a better black man? Surround him with better black men. See, I'm typically a good dude, but I'm not staying around your kids like that if I think you's a slut. All I date is sluts, but I like sluts that act like a slut and know when to act like a slut. There's nothing wrong with being a slut. Be nasty. Be the nastiest woman you possibly can be when the time calls for it. There's a time and a place to be a slut. I know that little boy is going to be scared of black racist snakes. He walked up on us one night, and I ain't lying. She decided she wanted to do it in the living room on the floor. She said he's asleep and he won't come out. I was apprehensive, but she started giving me the Popeye treatment. So I said, fine. I'm telling you, that little boy walked up on me and I was drilling his mama like I was Bob Vila and she was this old house. I was It was a horrible situation. He said, mama. Oh, I said, I got to not talk to this chick ever again. One, her son ain't got good sense. He is always at the wrong place at the wrong time. He's always at the wrong place at the wrong time. But the fact that you don't care about your son. Because if you let me do it, I know I ain't the first dude he know. And I'm tired of people saying, don't judge me by my past acts. Yes, I am going to judge you on your past acts. I don't believe a leopard changes spots. I believe only when people decide that what they're doing is wrong. Because if I got to tell you that what you're doing is wrong, you probably ain't going to change. You got to realize that you don't want to be that no more. And the only difference between me and any girl that's ever dated me and has other men, they'll tell you this. Whether they think I did them wrong or not, they'll say this. I am way more honest with them than any other man that they've ever dated. Because most men just take shit from you and leave. I don't do that. There ain't no women out there that can say he took money from me. There ain't no women out there that said that he told me this and he really just wanted this. I'll tell you right from wrong. I'll sit up there and I'll be a mentor to your son for a little while until that motherfucker, I realize that he a badass child or she a badass child, then I ain't got nothing else to do with him because that's your child, not mine. I don't have to put up with it. See, I have to put up with my daughter if she fucking up because it's my daughter. But I don't have to put up with your child. And I don't think nobody should actually ask me to put up with their child. You know if me and your child don't get along, fuck them. I'm dating you, not your child. Hell, I know if you didn't get along with my daughter. Fuck, but you don't have to get along with my daughter. You don't. My man D.L. Hughley is listening to the show right now. He sent me a message just saying, for what I just said. What's up, D.L.? I know I'm being serious, though. If y'all not following me on Twitter, you need to follow me. It seems like only celebrities will follow me. I don't have no regular people following me. I don't know how this thing works. Y'all need to follow me on Twitter. My Twitter handle is TJ Sotomayor, and the other Twitter for the show is YWMV The Show. But I just look at it and say, when it comes to these kids, the parents need to protect their kids. And a lot of these kids need protecting from the parents. You want to help build a better black man? Surround him by better black men. A lot of these women aren't willing to give up control of their child, meaning if you got a bad child and you can't handle him, let your uncle do it if he's a disciplinarian. If they don't have a father in their life, and that's another thing I will never do. I'm not going to take these fathers away from their sons or daughters. If they have a father or in their life, that's who they need to be around. That's who they need to spend time with. A lot of these women will get a boyfriend and will literally take their child away from daddy and start putting it in your face. knowing that you've had 19 other boyfriends before me. Your child be confused. You know how many black men think that Bill is his uncle? Bill is not your uncle. Bill is drilling your mama. Let me pick up the phone and talk to somebody else and see what they think about building a better black man. 803-730. Caller, who the hell are you?
Hey, what's happening, Tommy? This is Henry.
What's up, Henry?
What's happening, brother?
Not much. Now, this is a subject I love to hear what you're talking about. First off, let me tell you what we've come up with so far, Henry. We've come up with, one, they said building a better black man would be to make him more financially responsible. And I don't know if, first off, I don't know if you got a chance to hear the theme song, so let me let you hear the black man theme song. Did you get a chance to hear the black man theme song?
No, I didn't. I don't have too much time to be on the phone, but I did want to call in and talk about it.
Oh, well, go ahead. It's a short song. It's a few seconds, but I'll let you go ahead
okay,
without
cool.
hearing it. But go ahead. I'll tell you what. You tell me, because the first thing was making him more financially responsible. The second was sexually responsible. And the third, mm-hmm. they were saying making him be more chivalrous, meaning take more control. What do you think would help? What do you think about those three, and what do you think would help build a better black man?
I think all of those are great. Yeah, those are all wonderful things. The chivalrous part, yeah, I guess. I mean, it's true, yeah. I mean, I'm a very chivalrous person. My mother raised me the right way. And I guess the young lady was talking about, that's how men become more protective and things like that. And so, yeah, now when I think of a better black man, I don't necessarily think of a better black man as far as relationships are concerned.
No, we're talking about the whole king caboodle. We're not even talking about relationships.
Right.
I'm the same way. Go ahead.
Right, exactly. So that's why I don't think chivalry is such a heavy hitter. But financially, sexually responsible, I also think that I think education is, you know what I'm saying? I think education is probably one of the most important, because I tell you what, boy, I love a smart black man.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? If I find, and it's funny because a brother can only speak about five words, and you know he's an educated brother. You know what
exactly.
I'm saying?
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
You know, like your head will pop up in the grocery aisle, you're like, "Well, it's a smart nigga up in here." Oh shit! You know what I'm saying? You know, I'll be tattooing and whatnot, and I'll be smart dudes. You know what I'm saying? And I'll be like, like a little girl, and she'd be like, so what you doing tomorrow? You know what I'm saying? Just wanting to hang out with him and whatnot. You know,
no, I'm with you like that. Like me, if I could talk to her anytime, and I know it might sound weird, when I talk to a black man and I hear him just, you know, sound like, man, this dude's just intelligent. I want to talk to him more.
Right.
I want to hear more of what he has to say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And another thing to go further, to take it further, because, I mean, education, that's gonna improve everything overall. Now, another thing is I feel as though men need to be more chauvinistic. This is real fun. I know it sounds fucked up. I know all the women are
especially
like, oh, my
after
God.
After the chivalry comment, so go ahead
and
elaborate.
Right, right. I feel as though men need to be more chauvinistic. What I mean by chauvinistic is stop, like, giving women so much power in any type of, you know, romantic relationship or emotional relationship, you know, because it's like there's so many, and even on Facebook, like, I was in a group with another dude, and he was going to talk about this one theory that he had. It was something, you know, something ridiculous, something stupid, but it was stupid. It was like, whatever, but I was like, go ahead and share what theory you have, and he was like, no, I'm afraid there are too many women in this group, and I was like, you pussy, what the hell, you know what I'm saying? Like, are you you're actually afraid of women on the computer, you know what I'm saying? And I meet so many men like that are just so pussified. You know, that are, and just like the young lady earlier brought up about, well, I know you were talking about how these women are raising these pussy-ass black men because, you know, all they have is a woman in the house, a quote-unquote strong woman. They don't have any men that are giving them examples of being a strong man, except the guys that are, just like you said, drilling their mom. And only stick around for, you know, however long. So I think you know, education and do you understand what I mean as far as being more chauvinistic, male chauvinistic?
No, I believe it, because to me, here's the thing that women aren't going to like that I'm going to say. if you want a man to be more chivalrous, chauvinistic behavior comes with chivalry. They go hand in hand.
Yes, right, because it says, I am stronger than you are.
Yep.
And I got this.
Yep.
That's exactly what it says. I am the man, and you are the woman, and you. I know my role, and you know your role.
Yep.
And that's, yeah, you're right, Tommy. Exactly. You're right about that.
And it's funny that women, and that's why I always tell people, you're probably going to have to redefine what this chivalry means, because you don't really know what it means. Because if I tell you what it really means, you wouldn't want to hold up to your end of the bargain. And that's what women don't want to do. They don't want to hold up to their end of the bargain, because one, it wasn't even a code for black women. It was a code for white men who were knights who were dealing with what they call virtuous ladies. And you did not have to do any of these behaviors for a woman who was not virtuous and who did not carry herself that way. This wasn't something you did for every woman, and this wasn't something that was in every culture. What I think it is white, black people, because we were raised in this in a Euro society, we started hearing this word from them, and we just started repeating it. Black men need to be more chivalrous. And like you said, well, with it comes chauvinistic behavior, and they don't want that. But that's what it actually means. You have a role. He has a role. The roles are opposite. He's stronger than you. He even thought he was smarter than you.
For the most part, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, you said black men need to be more intelligent, and a part of what you said is they need to stand up on their own. Give me an idea how you believe and the intelligence of a man could help improve him, one, in his community, amongst his fellow man, amongst his amongst the children, and then to his to the women in his community.
Because education gives you a more broader outlook of the world. It gives you a better appreciation for life itself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you know more, you do more. Essentially,
true.
Mm-hmm. You know, you have just something simple as, you know, Einstein's theory of relativity, the fact that light will move just as fast no matter how fast you go past it. That shit blows my mind just thinking about it. Okay. And,
yep.
and what it does, I mean, granted, I mean, you know, I know people are listening like, what the hell is this nigga talking about? You know, but just simple things that you can learn and simple things that you can teach other people, you know, will give you a better outlook a more global outlook on the universe. And that becomes in the community. That comes better in the community because a lot of times the society is trying to de-educate us. Okay,
yeah.
Society is trying to make us stupid. It's putting fluoride in the water, which actually kind of dumbs down your mental. That's a fact. You can look that up. But society is trying to make us stupid and very, very easily controllable. Okay?
Yep.
So if a man educates himself on the world, you know, on society, he can know powerful things that can help to keep young black men out of prison. Just like the simple fact that, you know, the prison industrial complex is a financial institution, and it is built to hold people. The more people it holds, the more money it makes. The more money it makes, the more people they want. Okay? That's just a little bit of education that a black man can take and instill inside of some young man or in some young woman. You know?
Mm-hmm. No.
So
you're saying the ability to be able to take what he knows, do more with what he knows, and then pass that knowledge down.
Right. Right. I mean, absolutely. You know, because, I mean, and nobody can really, this is going to sound, well, I mean, nobody can really teach stuff to a boy like a man. Nobody can really teach stuff to a girl like a man. I remember all of my male teachers. All of my male teachers were great teachers. You know what I'm saying? I remember them specifically. I can call them my name. Can't really remember all my female teachers, though.
That's
you know what I'm saying?
That is true. I look at my daughter, Henry. What I say holds way more weight with my daughter than what her mother says. When I say sit down, it means more to her than when her mom does, because apparently the bass in my voice. But I think that a lot of black women, when they're not raised around black men, I'm going to get into that on the on next Saturday show, Building a Better Black Woman. If they've never heard that voice, then when they become women, that voice irritates them.
Right.
Say something to a woman. I've dated women who didn't have a dad in their life. I've dated women who love their dad in their life. They love their daddy. the best women I've ever dated have been the ones who love their daddy. They don't sit there arguing, yelling, being stupid, always trying to cause a argument. I've dated black women, literally, who I've had to say to them, you enjoy us arguing, don't you? They, no, I don't. And I'm like, no, it seems like you do, because it seems like we're arguing silly stuff all of the time.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I definitely understand that. And I do have to go, but mm-hmm. Yeah, man. You know, I think that if you group a whole bunch of educated black men together that know their power, that know their role in the universe, that know their role in the household, the world would shudder.
I agree with you 100%, Henry. I'm glad you were able to make it in and call. Get out and have you some fun tonight, man.
All right, brother, man. Thank you for having me on.
Oh, you too. Hey, that was my man Henry. I love when Henry calls. I tell you guys, I've never met Henry personally, but I have known Henry for, I'd say, about a year and a half. And the thing that made me enjoy Henry is, one, he's a man of his word. Whenever you've never met someone, but when they say they're going to do something, you've never met them, and they do it. I remember there was one time about a year and a half ago, he had said something. He talked about how I had been an influence about him doing something. I said, as a smart-ass comment, well, then why don't you donate some money to the show? He said, of course, tell me how to do it. And I was like, oh, what the fuck ever. I hear this all the time. So I sent him the thing about how to do it. About a week later, I got this thing that popped up and said, somebody named Henry donated some money. And everybody knows you can donate anywhere from a dollar to a million. I haven't had that $1 million donation yet. I'd love to get that, because as soon as I get that one, the show will end. No. As soon as I get that one, the show is going to be slapping the mug. Every time I do a show, I'm going to be drunk as hell. One night a week for 15 minutes, and all I'm going to do is go, for the 15 minutes. Anyway, but next thing I know, I get this donation, and it ain't a little donation. And I said, son of a bitch, he did it. Then he didn't even send me no message talking about some, yeah, I did it. Then he didn't put no message on my Facebook wall talking about I did it. He sent me a message in my inbox to make sure I got it. That was the last I heard from him about it. He didn't pat himself on the back. He didn't tell nobody. This is the first time it's come out. He's never brought it up. And to me, what he's talking about is education. And I would look at it as number five, what I want to talk about when we get back, is an appreciation. I think we build a better black man if black men appreciated educated brothers, if they appreciated other brothers. Henry can come to me at any time, I don't give a fuck what I'm doing, and say, hey, man, I need you to advertise, because Henry's one of I've seen some of his work, one of the best tattoo artists I've seen. If he come to me and be like, I got this, what's going on, I want you to blah, 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 I'm doing it. Now, then people will say, well, he did this a year and a half ago. And 2.5 years from now, I'll still remember it. 3.5 years from now, I'll still remember it. An appreciation for gestures. An appreciation for people who do things for you. An appreciation for people who support you. And support ain't just money. See, there's a lot of black people who don't appreciate, and this is how building a better black man would help. There are a lot of black brothers who've gotten help from their girlfriends and wives. Their girlfriend and wife have helped them build a company. Their girlfriend and wife have helped them build their credit. Their girlfriend and wife have helped them pay child support on kids that ain't hers. Their girlfriend and wife have helped them get their tag on their car. Get their car, period. And these Negroes show no appreciation. What we're going to talk about when I get back is just that. The art of appreciation. Because we got a lot of brothers that don't. He talked about being educated. I'm going to ask some ladies when we get back, do they find an educated man sexy? Because oddly enough, I don't think they do. I don't think black women find educated black men sexy. That's why black men aren't educated. If you can find, let me tell you something. Let me give you something, and then I want y'all to think about this. There's a show called The Big Bang Theory. I love Big Bang Theory. It's about four nerds, and one of the nerds end up getting a white girl. Fine white girl. She's fine. Sheldon, my boy. I see somebody put their love Sheldon. Sheldon's hilarious. Let me tell you something about The Big Bang Theory. The Big Bang Theory shows how this nerd was able to get a fine woman. The Big Bang Theory has four guys on the show. Well, one, you can tell a Jew wrote the show because Wolowitz always bring up him being a Jew. Every show, if you watch it, Wolowitz always says something about him being a Jew. Always something about him being a Jew. They make sure they bring that on. Raj is an Indian. Then you got two white boys. You know who they don't have on the Big Bang Theory? A black guy. They don't have a black friend that was a nerd like them. Think about it. We don't have any shows about anybody that's too intelligent. The last intelligent brother you saw on TV was Urkel. Intelligence is not sexy. That is the last brother that was smart on TV. The last one. Here's what I'm going to do, people. I'm going to come back and talk about that a little bit more because I pay attention to shit and I don't think y'all do. And I think that's always been, that's the point of my show, is to try to bring you to things that you don't see. Again, Big Bang Theory. The Jew wrote it. Wolowitz, every show brings up the fact that he's Jewish, something about Jewish. You keep getting inundated with Jewish culture. Where is there anywhere that someone's talking about black culture in a positive way? Black people don't get to do that. Think about it. I want to talk to y'all about that a little bit more when we get back. And I want to hear from a lot of you people. The number's 347-989-831. Everybody that's out there, join us. And for some reason, I know it works. I don't know how it works. But you guys who are on that stick stand, whatever, if you have a video or webcam, you can join me live and literally talk to me through your screen. It's the coolest shit. And other people will be able to see you. You can click on guest video and jump right in and have fun. It's the coolest thing. So do that. Big Bang Theory actually comes on every day of the week on TV. Peachtree TV? Peachtree TV every night at 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Yeah. If you got DirecTV, that's channel 17. I think if you got regular TV, that's channel 17. But DirecTV is the only people that help us out, so we're going to talk about DirecTV. Ladies and gentlemen, what we're going to do is go to break. And we come back from that break, we're going to talk more with you guys. We're going to have some fun. I want to hear what you guys got to say. Again, for some reason, there's a way you can jump in to this thing through this thing on the video. I think that's cool as shit. If you want to do it, join in, great. But call in. The number's 347-989-8310. I'm going to answer some more phone calls when we get back. And I'm going to tell you some more things to help you and to help the community build better black men. Yeah. This is Your World.
Stay tuned for more Your World, My Views, the realest show on internet radio. With your host, Tommy Sotomayor. Keep it.
the hell is that?
It's the way you bring out the sun. It's the way you make it all fun.
Know who makes the day sunny? My mom and Sunny D. I love the taste. Mom loves the vitamin C. And now it has 40% fewer calories than most regular soda brands. Sunny D.
Drink up and download free music. Find out more at SunnyD.com.
It's new! It's nice and easy color blend foam. Permanent color with tones and highlights now in a delightful foam. Just reshape, foam it, love it.
It's fantastic.
New nice and easy color blend foam. Your right color.
Nobody saw it coming. Not even me. But I think they call this family time. I won't tell them that. Get the Wii console plus Mario Kart Wii, a Wii wheel accessory, and more. Now for just $149.99. Rated E for everyone.
I'm Phil Mickelson, pro golfer. If you have painful, swollen joints, I've been in your shoes. One day I'm on top of the world. The next I'm saying,
I have this thing called psoriatic arthritis. I had some intense pain. It progressively got worse.
My rheumatologist told me about Enbrel. I'm surprised how quickly my symptoms have been managed.
Because Enbrel suppresses your immune system, it may lower your ability to fight infections. Serious, sometimes fatal events, including infections, tuberculosis, lymphoma, other cancers, and nervous system and blood disorders have occurred. Before starting Enbrel, your doctor should test you for tuberculosis and discuss whether you've been to a region where certain fungal infections are common. Don't start Enbrel if you have an infection like the flu. Tell your doctor if you're prone to infections, have cuts or sores, have had hepatitis B, have been treated for heart failure, or if while on Enbrel, you experience persistent fever, bruising, bleeding, or paleness.
Get back to the things that matter most.
Good job, girls.
Ask your rheumatologist if Enbrel is right for you.
Don't worry, Lucky. These Wheat Thins Crunch Sticks will save us.
Wheat Thins Crunch Sticks. Try our new flavors.
You know, there's so many great things about being a Sulpata representative.
The culture of this company, along with our incredible sterling silver, sets us apart from anybody else.
If I knew what Sulpata could do for me when I had young children, I would be telling you, you need to sell Sulpata now.
The financial opportunity has been beyond my wildest expectations.
Starting my Sulpata business was so easy.
The best part about Sulpata are the parties, because you don't have to sell it, you just have to wear it.
Go into a party with your jewelry, your catalogs, and your smile.
This is a business that's so flexible. You're the boss. You're in control. You're in the driver's seat.
It's the easiest thing I've ever done that rewards me for being me.
I'm a Sulpata woman.
I'm a Sulpata woman.
I am a Sulpata woman, and I live life in style.
Black man.
A man barely alive. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's first bionic
black
man.
Gentlemen, what's it gonna take for you to be that man? Better than you were before.
Better, stronger, faster.
And now, more from the man that's able to make even his own dog question their friendship. Your host, Tommy Sotomayor.
Thank you, everyone, and welcome back to the show. I am your host, Mr. Tommy Sotomayor. That was the Bionic Black Man theme song. I've been getting a lot of requests for people to hear it again. so I'm going to keep letting y'all hear it. We can make him stronger. We can make him better. You know what? Call in. The number's 347-989-8310. It says, I had a message. It said, I had an associate whose son came to me because the same thing happened. He was 14. He tried to leave the house because it was 1 a.m. and she wouldn't let him leave, and he heard everything. He was traumatized. What to do? I have noticed that he used to be respectful towards women, and that's changed. She's basically, I think, commenting on what I said about how I was over a woman's house and how basically what happened was the son had to bear witness to what I was doing to his mama, which isn't cool by any stretch of the imagination. Before we went to the break, though, and guys, you can always email me at tj@yourworldmyviews.com, or you can find me on Facebook. Just look up Tommy Sotomayor or TJ Sotomayor. I think it's /TJ Sotomayor, the number 3. One of the things I was talking about before we went to break was respect and admiration. I think if black men had a healthier respect and admiration for other black men, it would build a better black man. Someone said that, they sent me a tweet, and it said, tell Henry that men are far from, that her sons are far from punks, and being protective doesn't mean being a pussy. I don't think that's what he means. I think what he means kind of what I was saying, which is a lot of times when you are raising these men, you're not going to raise them by what they need to be able to be real men even out there dating. A woman, again, and this is just my opinion, a woman is going to raise a man in a way in which she'd like to be treated. But let's be honest here, ladies. Some of you don't deserve to be treated that way. I hear a lot of women talking about what they deserve, and I laugh when I hear a woman say what she deserves. And people ask me why. I say this. If you're a woman like most of the black women in the United States who are very obese and they die of the number one killer of black people, which is obesity. If you are an obese woman, you can't say you deserve to be treated like a queen. People, I always get mad when I say this, and I say, well, you can't, because you don't treat yourself like a queen. You don't treat yourself like you care, because if you did, you wouldn't be obese, knowing that obesity, not single parenthood, is the number one killer of black women. These men, you want to become a better man? Let me tell you what I think is the number one thing that would make men better. If they stop being liars. Black men come out of the womb apparently being liars. They believe that lying is just like speaking English, is just like breathing. Now, there's a reason why, and we're going to talk about that next week. But I do think that we lie so much, we do not know the truth when we see it. And I say we because I am in that group. I think that we don't have the ability to tell a woman she need to lose weight. We just cheat on her or tell her behind her or call her stuff behind her back until we finish. So that way the next man will get her and she'll think it's okay to be 300 pounds, 400 pounds, 250. Any of these numbers is too damn much for a grown person, a grown woman whose body is mostly fat. It takes a lot to be all fat and weigh over 200 pounds. It does. If you care about yourself, ladies, you take care of yourself. But I want to go back to these black men. You are some lying-ass dudes. We lie about everything. We lie about how much sex we had. We lie about who we had sex with. We lie about what our girlfriend looked like. I had a man tell me when we was in college, freshman year, told me about how fine his girlfriend was. Fucked around, I saw a picture of that girl, looked like a nigga I know. That'd be one of the ugliest women I'd ever seen. Then he had a nerve to tell me, if you think she ugly, I'll break up with her. Man, I ain't fucking her, that's you. That has nothing to do with my dick. Do not put that on me. That is all you. And if you like it, I love it. But don't sit up here trying to tell me your girl look good when you know she don't. And looking good is an opinion. Your dick being big is a fact. So you got brothers that's running around here. Every time somebody say black men got big dicks, they saying, you know it. Nigga, you got 4 inches. Why are you talking about? We sure do. We? What you mean we sure do? You don't. We sure do. You know, like, I don't piss beside you after the basketball game. Nigga, I know. You lying. It's second nature to us as black men to lie. And for these ladies, I always tell them, when they say, I ain't never heard no complaints, you will not hear a black man complain. When a black man complains, it's when he tired of you, through with you, and have moved on from you. Tell me I'm lying. The first time a woman hears her pussy stink is probably when she did something to that man. And he's being real honest when he says it. So when you say he's just saying that because he's mad, no, he's telling you the truth. He's just decided to say it now because he doesn't care anymore. Which hurts my feelings. You should not only be honest when you're through with a woman. But a lot of us as black men will do that. We're not honest when we need somewhere to live. We're not honest when you are helping us with our rent, when you're helping us with our car note, when you're helping us with all these things. We're not honest then. See, we're honest when we're done with you. So that's why most black women, you don't hear white women say this stupid phrase that you hear black women say, I ain't never heard no complaints. Typically, white men will complain, and then white women are a little bit smarter because they realize I must have gotten complaints if I'm by myself. If you got 3 kids by 3 different men, you may have never heard a complaint. You have heard a complaint. The complaint is he left you. The complaint is he kept cheating on you. There is a complaint. White women honestly believe the complaint is, oh my God, I've dated 9-10 people, and I've been broken up with by 9-10 men. I've been cheated on by 9-10 men. That is the complaint in itself. Black women, I ain't never heard no complaints. Every time they single, I'm single by choice. Then why the hell are you on Match.com? But these black men are natural born liars. Think about it. Every woman can say they've heard a man lie about some shit that they didn't understand why he lied about it. It didn't even make sense. Why did you lie about that? It was so simple. Why did you lie about that? We don't know no better. We just really don't know. I don't know why I tell a lot of lies I tell. I've told some lies and been like, why the fuck did I just say that? You know I got a jet in the backyard of my apartment complex. What? Not only is that a dumb lie, but it don't make any sense at all. I don't know. I just said it. Fuck it. By the time she come over here and see it, I'm going to be done fucked anyway, and she won't care. Let me tell you, that's why most of us tell lies. We don't believe that you're going to give a shit about it anyway. Typically, a man realizes, I can tell her I don't have any kids, because by the time she find out I do got kids, I'm going to be fucking her so long that she going to forget that it was a lie, and she going to help me out with it. We know this. We know we can lie to you about something up front. It's the same kind of thing that women do. They lie to you about the fact that their titties set up like that by wearing this body magic and this nice bra. Next thing you know, they take off their clothes and it look like the tiger done scratched up their stomach. And it look like 2 little kids is playing bungee jump on their breast. They down so low. But if you tell them you mad about it or you don't want to date them no more, They're going to say you shallow. Not that they liars. Bitch, you got two young African males playing bungee jump on your nipples. I see them swinging. But men won't tell you that. We'll realize, oh my God, she told a complete lie. She is not Indian. This hair is, this is weave. This yakky weave. She told me this hair was real. But we will not tell you that I don't like weave. That's why you got women running around with their hair smelling like somebody done is ironing clothes and left the iron on the clothes too long. But they still think it's cute because a man will not tell them, this stinks. I don't like laying my head up under your hair and it smell like you've been ironing a damn shirt with some, with, you know, when a shirt got that lettering on the front and you fuck around and iron it on an accident and it stick to your iron and stink up the house. We're not going to tell y'all that. Just like if you tell a woman, if a man tells a woman, I don't really like the head you just gave me, what is a black woman going to do? Is she going to say, oh, what can I do to make it better? No, she gonna tell you, I ain't never heard no complaints. You don't like the way I suck your dick, then suck your own dick then, nigga. Men have put pussy on a pedestal. Because they put pussy on a pedestal, they put lying as their first line of offense. They believe that lying gets them sex. They believe that lying gets them sex because they know that the truth gets them told. The truth gets them embarrassed. The truth will get you called out at the Popeye's drive-thru window while you're just trying to get a four-piece with two large sides and four biscuits. I done went back into my past. She didn't have to be yelling at me at the Popeye's drive-thru. Them niggas was laughing at me when they was handing me my honey. I didn't need that on my conscience. So I realized I should have shut my damn mouth. Why did I tell her that? They become liars. They don't have any men to look up to. Black men need better black men to look up to, and they need to be more honest. I don't care what anybody thinks. Black men need to be more honest. If black men were more honest about women, because see, I got old. And when I want to address this. When somebody said, all ethnicities wear weaves. Please stop saying that. Whoever said that, please stop saying that. White women wear weaves of other white women in their hair. Asian women wear weaves of other Asian women's hair in their hair. Black women wear weaves of Asian women in their hair. White women don't run around trying to tell you they mix with Indian. That's why they hair straight. I've had black women tell me that they mix with Indian and they have a weave in their head. They assume that by the time I realize it's a weave, same as the men, I'll be them fucked up. It won't matter. And if I do say I don't like it, then we'll get mad. It is not the same. It is not the same. If you put yakky hair in your head, why not put blacky hair in your head? Why is nobody putting blacky hair in their head? You put the yakky, where's the blacky? That's what an extension is supposed to be. Do you understand what an extension cord is? It extends the actual cord. It takes this end of the cord, which is only this long, and makes it this long. It's power, it's electricity, the same electricity flows through it. That's what an extension is. You can't have an AC cord and a DC cord, and they extend each other. It's not going to work. You can't have, you need a converter. Black people's hair and white people's hair, it looks silly. I've had white boys sit and ask me, like I know, why do those black girls put blonde hair in their head? White guy, I don't know. Why do they wear blue contact? I don't know. They stupid. I've had a black girl first meeting with me, gray eye contact. Never met. I meet you with gray eye contact. I love your gray eyes. What's going to happen when you take them out? You are not the same person anymore. And one of the things I like was your gray eyes. Although you're my color, so I would assume that they're not real. But why do I even have to do that? But as a black man, of course, we can't say that looks weird because I just want to have sex with you. So I refuse to tell you that looks weird. So she'll walk around thinking she looks sexy to death. I look sexy as hell with these gray eyes and blonde hair, and I'm black as this keyboard. Girl, I look sexy. Okay, then. Okay, then. Because no black man in his right mind would say, you look like a clown. We only say it, or our homeboys will say it, when you bring her to the fight party or to anywhere. Your homeboys will laugh at you. They'll say, why does your girl have all that fake hair in her head? Why does your girl got them blue eyes in her head? Well, you know, when we met online, she told me she was mixed with some shit. Now we've been fucking, and she done took them out of her head, and I just got to act like it's no big deal because, yeah, it is what it is. Building a better black man to me, be a more honest black man. We as black men owe black women honesty, I would think. But we just don't give it to them very often. And I'm getting a lot of emails where black women are saying amen. We're not very honest with y'all at all. We're not very honest at all. And I don't know why we are. I really don't know. But hey, we'll figure it out. Let me answer some of y'all phone calls. The number's 347-989-8310. Call in. You got about 30 minutes before you can. If you want to be a part of the after show, you have to call in the next 30 minutes to be a part of the after show. The after show is where we all get together and talk, so you don't have to just hear me. You get to hear everyone speak. Again, the number's 347-989-8310. I'm going to pick up this call. 404-824, caller, who the hell are you?
Me, Tommy Gregory.
What's up, Greg?
What's up, buddy? How you doing?
Not doing very well. My Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets lost.
Yeah, I saw that. They got, 274 rushing yards put on them?
Yeah, they couldn't stop. The two little running backs they had, literally, we couldn't stop them. I don't know what that was about. We got the worst damn interior defense. They literally would run up the middle just at will. It was pretty horrible. I was yelling and screaming at the TV. Damn Clemson came back, though. How about that shit?
Right now I'm sitting here watching the Texas Rangers put it on damn Detroit.
Yeah, I know. When I look back, it was like 10-3 or something. What's the score
it's
now?
15-5 now.
Damn.
They didn't have the camera all up to like Jim Leland's face. He just like, why the fuck you got the camera in my face?
I want to see this black manager who looked like a crackhead win the championship. That's what I want to see. I want to see because the brother done got back to the World Series twice. So he need a raise, first off. He need to be mentioned as one of the best managers, which they don't do, which pisses me off. If Terry Francona was one of the best managers, if Bobby Cox was one of the best managers, and he only went to one and won, he only won one, if this man can get to one for 2 years in a row and win this year, which I hope he does, I know I'm speaking a little early, give the man credit.
Yeah.
They won't give a black manager but much credit. They didn't give Dusty Baker credit. He couldn't get a job, but Lou Piniella never won a championship, and he kept getting jobs. Ain't that some shit? Anyway, let me stop. I want to ask you, we talked about building a better black man. The last thing I said is black men need to be more honest. What do you think about that?
Yeah. Hell, everybody needs to be more honest. The way I see it. I mean, like you said, you know what I'm saying, lame men have put so much emphasis on getting pussy that they'll do anything to get some pussy. They'll say they're a CEO. They'll say they're a rapper. I mean, I'm just saying, that's what gets me. What are you a CEO of? Oh, well, I'm like CEO of Murder Man Music Group. Who the fuck are they?
Yeah.
But they had these bitches out here passing out flyers for them, and then what's the shit no pay?
Yep. Yep.
Oh, you lied to me.
My brother, I'm going to admit it, my brother ran that game for a long time. He was a promoter. You know, that's the biggest one in the black community now.
Yeah.
Every one of these Negroes is promoters. I mean, really, they are. And he was a promoter, and he had them chicks going right along with that mess. So, I mean, I ain't mad at him. Game recognized game. Game worked. It worked. But I just fall back and I say, you listen to the whole thing. And if you fall for it, should we condemn the person who's lying or the person who's falling for something that to most people they'd find is an obvious lie?
Well,
which one would it be?
See, I would have to condemn the person who's lying because the person you're lying to obviously they have faith in what you're doing at least. You know, they're like, you know, it might be blind faith, but they're at least believing in you. I mean, You already know, you know what I'm saying? If you used to go say, Mommy, help me pass out some flies, she'd be like, boy, stop playing. Go cut that grass or something. You know, that they at least have faith in you, you know what I'm saying? So I would have to condemn the person who's lying to the person.
All right, I agree with you. I agree to you to a certain extent. Sometimes I believe that people know that they're being told lies. I just think that they like being oblivious to it or saying that, you know, I didn't know, and that bothers me. People are too willing to say, I didn't know, because it makes them, it absolves them.
It takes away all the responsibility.
Yes. You can say, I was lied to all the time. He lied to me. He did X, Y, Z, whatever. But it's never the fact that you did something. And I think it's too many women that take that way out. But I do believe you're right. We got to stick it on the guy. The guy who's just willing to tell this lie. Because here's the thing. If men valued integrity over sex, there's a lot of lies we wouldn't tell women. Because we would say, my integrity will not allow me to tell this lie. Because I don't want to get sex like that. I don't want sex like that. I don't want to have to tell. If I get sex, it's like me. Now, I look at it as, if I get sex, I'm going to get it because I told you the truth and you still gave it to me.
Yeah.
It's more fun. It ain't that fun lying to you because I've gotten old and I think Alzheimer's is ticking in. And I think basically what's happening is I can't remember my lies.
Yeah, you can't keep up with them.
Yeah, I'm doing a horrible job of keeping up with my lies, so that might be why I'm an advocate of this. I know somebody said I saw a message. I barely get a chance to check it out, but somebody sent a message and said he's generalizing black men. Yeah, if you listen to the show, I always say that I speak in general. My dad was in the military, so I speak in general. I don't know where I've never spoken absolutes. So
you can't win. Say something about black women is generalization. Say something about black men is generalization.
I always tell people my thing is, I don't know everybody in the world, so everything I say will be a generalization. I mean, you can think whatever you want to, but you're a dumbass to think that anything I say other than he died or she died would be something that applies to everyone. You all will do that. Everything else, there's not 100% of anything else that people do. There's nothing. Everything else is a generalization. That's it.
I know. People use that as an excuse to try to get over.
Mm-hmm.
But it's whatever.
Well, what do you think about the first thing that the people said when they talked about, they said the black man needs to become more sexually responsive and more financially responsible. Do you think that is a problem, and do you think these are things that black men need to take heed to?
We need to get our finances in order because I be seeing a lot of niggas going broke after the time from the NFL and shit after about 2-3 years. I don't, just in general, I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Black men have bad credit.
Yeah,
we typically have very bad credit. We typically are mismanagers of money. Where do you think this starts?
I mean, I include myself in this. Shit, I mean, you know what I'm saying? I'm not good with money.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that keeps me afloat is that I work so much.
Right.
Yeah, shit. You know, There's been times I've got paid and went out of town.
Lucky. Yeah.
See you in a week. I come back, all my bills overdue.
I will agree with you. I definitely am very bad with money. I am horrible with money. Have always been horrible with money. And that's one thing I know that I would need as a wife, somebody that's better with money than me. I would never marry a woman that is horrible with money like me. We won't work together.
Hell no. Excuse me, it's a debit card. If you don't see it, leave in your hand.
Yep.
Swipe.
I mean, you swear I was on motherfucking Dora the Explorer. Swipe or no swiping, that nigga swiping his ass off.
and about because becoming sexually responsible, I have to tell the women, men will do what you allow them to do in the bed. If you let a nigga run up in there raw with you, he ain't going to do it. Nigga ain't going to be thinking about, hold on, let's stop for a second. Let me go to the store and get a condom. Nah, nigga,
but,
hold on.
But you know who is hurting more? Again, when you got all these black men in jail and stuff, we can say, well, we're only doing what a woman will allow us to do. But after a while, we got to start realizing, okay, we got to stop doing that because it's hurting us and it's hurting our seed.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we could say the women are allowing us to do it, but we're trying to become better black men, so we got to put it in our own hands. A caller said that earlier, and I agree with what you're saying, but the difference is in order to become a better anything, you have to take the responsibility even if someone's allowing you to. I tell women all the time, I've had women who I ran over because they allowed me to do it. I'm not a bad guy, but if you just keep allowing me to run over you, it's very difficult not to do it, right?
Yes, that is true. I will have to agree with you on that.
So with sex, what you're saying is basically the same thing. You're saying when it comes to sex, even if a man is sexually responsible, it's easy for him to get sexually irresponsible if he's dating a woman that's sexually irresponsible, right?
Yeah. It is. I mean, it's just, how can I put this? Men, I don't know if you agree with me or not, but men, we're very in the moment.
Yeah.
Shit, you know what I'm saying? Men will, if you, we're in the moment, you know what I'm saying? You know some men will fuck you in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
We're in the moment.
One guy just said the same thing you said. He said, the problem with the black man is that there are too many promiscuous women.
You need to start pointing some over in my direction. I've been on a little drop lately. You know, I'm a little fucking drought lately.
I think there are a lot of promiscuous women, but they are, a lot of these promiscuous women are promiscuous with the same type or the same group of men.
Yeah, they are.
Like one person said that there needs to be more intelligent black men, and I said I don't think black women like intelligent black men. What do you think about that? No, they don't, man.
Now, you know what I'm saying? For the past, year and a half, I've been listening to your show, and you can let me call in. About a year and a half, I started calling in, you would say?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, about a year and a half.
Yeah, okay, about a year and a half. Now, you know what I'm saying? Have you really ever known for me to say anything that hasn't been really intelligent?
No, you really sit down and you say a lot of things that make a lot of sense. And, you know, I only bring people on the show who say things that make sense. I stop pulling people out. I try not to pull people in that say dumb shit.
Yeah.
If I haven't answered your phone call in a while, it's because you say dumb shit. But go ahead.
But, yeah, and, you know, I'm going to be honest with you. I mean, I was just thinking to myself, because I'm a nerd. I was just thinking to myself, where are all the nerdy black women at, you know what I'm saying, where... Because I was bored today at work. I was reading something on, like, string theory. Mm-hmm. Where are all the nerdy black women I can talk to about string theory and this and that?
That is a good question. I haven't run into too many black women who were just nerdy. I will admit that. And I was a nerd. Why do I keep saying was? And I am a nerd.
Yeah, I'm a nerd.
I've never really run into a group of black women who were nerds.
I mean, you know, the last couple of girls I've dated, you know, I would say something, they'd be like, well, who's that? What's that? I'd be like, well, damn, it's no fun if I have to explain it to you. I don't want to have a conversation with you about it. I mean,
and,
you know,
mm-hmm.
and then once you try to, I mean, you know, business is cool.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for all my business women out there, that's cool. You know, that's what y'all like. That's what y'all want. Cool, but you know what I'm saying? But damn, what are science? What are doctors and the scientists at, man? What are, I mean.
Well, I mean, I think a lot of black women are nerds, but they just can't be openly nerds. I think a lot of black men are nerds, and they can't be openly nerds. I think that's one of the problems with our community,
yeah.
That being smart is not sexy.
Hell no. It makes you an outcast. Oh, man, this nigga's smart.
When you see a smart black woman, she's somebody like Condoleezza Rice, and then she's just hanging around a bunch of white people because she feels out of place around black people because they make fun of her for being intelligent.
Yes, they do. Now, the motherfucker's like, Condoleezza Rice? What's that, a Mexican dish? No, motherfucker. The secretary.
And, yeah, somebody just said something else, and they said one way to build a better black man. And I'm in here arguing with – I'd never even go inside of this chat room, but I went inside, and this is another thing I don't like. It's too many niggas that, and that's what I said about respect. I said black men getting respect from other black men. There's too many niggas that disrespect each other. There's too many women that disrespect the men. It's just too many black folks that they believe that the art of talking is disrespecting. Somebody put inside the chat room, I will not listen to this foolishness any longer. This is an embarrassment.
Okay.
Only black people feel the need to do that. I don't know, but only black people feel the need to do that. You will find time to waste your time to try and get other people to either leave with you or be mad with you or do things like this. It goes back to what I said earlier. Black people need to gain respect for their fellow black man.
How the fuck we can gain respect when we got and it killed me. The hood house wives of Bankhead.
Yep.
That's what it was.
Yep. The hood house. The hood wives of Bankhead.
And I saw the picture. Weren't they all pregnant or something like that?
Yes, all were pregnant. All six.
Okay. I mean, how, you know what I'm saying, that's the level of respect that we have for ourselves.
Yep. You're right.
Then the shit just keeps getting worse.
Yep, it gets worse, and it doesn't change.
The first thing came out was the Real Housewives of Atlanta. That should have embarrassed all black women. But number one, half of them bitches weren't married. Number two, you know what I'm saying, they're broke because, you know what I'm saying, because all you got to do is watch the Real Housewives or like, you know what I'm saying, New Jersey or Washington, D.C. or like that, Orange County, that's real money. You don't ever see nobody getting their car repossessed on that shit.
Yeah.
I mean, it just makes us look bad as a whole. The day was basketball-wise, and now it's this shit. It just gets worse.
Mm-hmm. And we have a lot of people who are sending me emails throughout the show. I hope the show is helping them. I'm getting a lot of positive emails. What I want to do is, Greg, I want to bring you back. And you're right. I want to bring you back for the after show. Greg is right. We got a lot of stuff that I'd assume, and I talk about that all the time. That's why people are getting mad at me. Things that I would assume you would be upset with and by, you're not. But things that I say will piss you off. I watch me, as a black man, say things that I know other black men want to say. But these black men refuse to even back me up on it. They will watch me get clowned by these women, and then they'll go to the women and say, I don't feel like he does. He's an asshole. So the women will sleep with that guy who's trying to sleep with them, and me, I'm just trying to educate you. I don't want to sleep with you. Then he'll do her wrong after I've just told her he was a liar. But she'll be able to say, well, he's a liar. Black men ain't shit. Black men need to be a little bit more honest. I really, really do think they need to be a little bit more honest. Let me answer another phone call. 478-345. Caller, who the hell are you?
Hi, Tommy. It's Corinthian.
Hey, girl. What's going on?
Nothing much. What's going on?
Girl, nothing. We've been
very good show tonight.
Well, thank you. We've been having very good conversations and trying to actually have people, you know, give what they believe a black man should do. And again, one of the guys said that if you want to build a better black man,
mm-hmm.
they said find more cooperation with his black woman. Do you think this is something? Because I'll go back to the other six things. This is number seven. Said more cooperation from his black woman. Do you think that is something that would help build a better black man?
Yes, I do. And not only build a better black man, build a better black family unit.
Good job. I like that. Tell me how you could see these things being put into play as far as being more supportive. Give me an idea of how you think they should be put in play, and give me an idea of how you've seen it just be screwed up.
Well, for one thing, black women, and for your listeners that do not know, yes, I am a black woman, so I can speak from this standpoint.
Thank you.
A lot of us tend to develop combative personalities because we're taught to be strong, independent women. Mm-hmm. And that word independent gets misconstrued. There's nothing wrong with being independent, but what we need to understand is no matter how independent you think you are, we're all interdependent on one another.
Yes.
No man or woman can survive in this world without the help of someone else. So we have to establish that first.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I cannot stand to see black women or any woman do not dehumanize or humiliate your man in public.
Mm.
Do not take away his manhood that way.
We've had it happen to a lot of people. Do you think it's the woman's fault for doing it, or do you think it's the man's fault? Because I think after a while as a man, you can't keep saying that somebody is belittling you or making you feel bad. You got to at some point say, I'm not going to stand for this. So to a certain extent, I will agree with you and say, you know, women need to do a better job. But I think men need to stand up and be men. I mean, if a woman's doing something like this, you don't have to choke her and beat her up like I used to do. I mean, that shit is going to get you that six-month vacation. You don't want that. So what you need to do is be able to just walk away.
Themselves.
Yeah, you need to be able to walk away. I don't think enough men are walking away. If I ask women to be I ask women all the time to be more cognizant and responsible for their own behavior. So I have to do the same thing with mm-hmm. men, right?
Exactly. It works both ways.
Mm-hmm. So men, if you're being belittled, go ahead.
I do fault women for belittling men, but yes, I do fault men for continuing to stay in that situation.
There you go.
Because nothing is going to change if you don't make the initiative to change it.
I think men are so short-sighted, though. See, if a man is just trying to get sex from that woman or just trying to have a place to live, then he'll put up with it.
Right.
And the only time he'll leave is when he doesn't need that woman. So I think black men, number eight, need to stop being users. If you notice, most black men that you find out are they users?
Mm-hmm. But you have to look at it like this. Look at the keys. Bye.
I don't know what the hell you said. You entered the Matrix. You said, but you got to look at it like this. I said, I cannot look at it like that. I tried once. It don't work.
I'm sorry. I mean, in order for black men to stop being users, they have to stop taking on the tendencies and personalities of the females that are teaching them to be users.
Their mama.
Exactly.
Yep. So that goes back around. If you want better black men, they need to be around
better black men.
No, no, no. Even better. I'll just say better black men. I'll start there because tonight that's next Saturday. This Saturday we're gonna say if you want these black men to be better black men, put them around some good black dudes, right?
Exactly.
If you know you can't raise a man, put him around some good black dudes. You know
exactly,
the nigga you fucking that come over your house at 4 o'clock in the morning ain't shit.
He needs to have some positive role models.
There you go.
But the sad part is, Tommy, I've actually seen or heard women teach their sons or the men in their family, you get all you can out of that bitch before, you know, before she drop you or whatever.
Yep.
That was being instilled in them.
And next Saturday, I'm going to talk about it.
They feel like that's okay because, look, you know, and I've heard some men say, I learned my best game from a woman.
Most men say they got their best game from a woman. And I say this, men love better than women do when they're young. And people always look at me when it's like I'm crazy when I say that. I said, the man who first fall in love with you in third grade that sent you the little letter talking about, do you want to be with me? Yes or no. That man will love you like no other man. He feels want to be committed to you and all that stuff. What happens is if you're a little pretty girl, every little boy in the class is sending you that message. So you start getting used to it. Then if you're a girl in the third grade or fourth grade, you see the boy in the fifth grade is actually willing to date you. So it's more impressive when you can tell your friends, my boyfriend in the fifth grade. When you're in the eighth grade and your boyfriend in the ninth grade. When you're a freshman and your boyfriend is a senior. Your boyfriend is in college when you're in the 10th grade. Men start to resent that. Then when they finally get to the point where they can get you. Do you know I got a girl who didn't pay me no attention for like 5 years. Come back and she was fine. All she used to do, and this is how the woman treated me. I ended up being like, again, this was because my mom gave me the wrong game. I treated this woman like a queen. You know, all we used to do was fuck. All she would do was come by and fuck me. For about 2 years, she would never date me. I would tell her how much I loved her, how much I want to be with her. All we would do was have sex, and she was fine. How about, I'd say 4 or 5 years later, she done got older. Puss ain't like it was no more. She talking about, well, I want to settle down. And I said, well, you ain't fine like you used to be. You fat now. What makes you say, I want it now, when you weren't willing to give it to me then?
She expected you to wait on it.
Yes, because you lame. You are lame. I would only get with you when I have no better options. See, that's when the smart guy becomes a good option. And guys need to stop this. Because let me tell you what we do, and I'm one of them. What we'll do is say to you, as a woman, since you wouldn't fuck me when I was 24, now that I'm 34, I'm going to fuck you, but I'm going to treat you like I feel you treated me when I was 24.
Payback, retribution.
Yes. A lot of y'all women, y'all don't understand. Do not go back to a man that you turned down. Don't do it. Do not go to a man that you were not interested in. Do not do it. It rarely works, and any woman will tell you when they've given a man a second shot that they didn't treat right, he fucked them over. Men have long
because
memories.
Because he never
like
forgets
elephants.
It.
Yes, have long memories like elephants. And I know it's sad, lady.
I don't know why the ladies are sleeping on the smart men.
Why is that, Corinthian? I want to ask you that. Ladies and gentlemen, you got about 5 minutes to be able to call in and be a part of the after show. The after show is when I let everybody who's on the line who wants to talk, who's pressed one, we're going to get in. We come in little sections, and we have conversations as a big group, and we talk about pretty much everything. We talk about what the show subject is about, which is building a better black man, but we also talk about anything that comes out of everybody's mouth, and it's fun. So call in the numbers 347-989-8310. Press one to let us know that you want to talk. You'll jump in, and we'll be in that in about 5 minutes. You said ladies need to quit sleeping on the intelligent man, the smart man. Have you noticed that intelligence really isn't sexy in our community? There's like no place for it. White people have a nerd group. White people have a every kind of group. We seem like we just got one group of people who just trying to be cool.
And it goes back to our upbringing in our community because we were all. If you were the smart black person, you were always ridiculed. You were always accused of trying to be white or trying to be better than everybody else.
Yep. You were never looked at as
the cool person.
Yeah. And that is a shame. Every time we look at Condoleezza Rice, sellout. Almost every brother that you've seen or sister that's intelligent, we say they're sellout. I
Why?
Remember being told I was
because
a white
look,
boy nigga because I was in probe.
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Oh, yes. Okay. I mean, you went into the Matrix then.
Oh, I said I got told I was a white boy nigga because I was in Provo.
Wow. Wow. That's ridiculous.
And that's what I'm saying. We teach our kids, and our kids have no idea to even think that intelligence is smart. White people have their group of motherfuckers that's going to kill everybody at school, them trench coat mafias. They got their redneck group. They got their intelligent group. Have you ever seen that in an all-black school? And I went to an all-black school. I never saw that.
No, I didn't. And the sad part is, when you go to a mixed school, the smart black kids always hang out with the white kids.
Yep.
because they're accepted. They never hang out with the cool black kids. They always hang out with the white kids.
Mm-hmm. That is a daggum shame. All my friends in high school were white. I could only hang out with the brothers when we were trying to get some hoes. Let me tell you now, I'm 35 years old. I'm an old man. I call my friends now and be like, hey, I'm throwing a football party over to my house, going to watch football all day. Let me tell you what my friends say. Is going to be some hoes over there?
Wow.
We in our mid-30s.
And you still talking like you're in high school.
We can't hang out without no hoes being there. Let me tell you what my white friends say when they tell me they having a party. There's going to be fucking beer and chips and fucking all kinds of shit over here. Come over here and get it. We got like a bunch of flat screens. You're going to be able to enjoy all the games, Tommy. You're going to love it. No mention
and those
of there's going to be
hang
some hoes
with.
Over here. Because white boys assume hoes going to show up. White boys know if they do something, if girls show up, it's extra fun. If they don't, we still can have fun together. You don't see too many black men doing shit with each other.
They're too afraid to be labeled as gay.
Gay. There you go. That was number 8. Black men need to stop being homophobic. Build a better black man. Stop making them homophobic. You know why y'all men cheat on y'all so much? Because y'all women call men faggots too much. Yeah, I know that. That's going to throw a lot of people off. We're going to get into that in the after show. Hold on a minute, Corinthian. I'm going to talk this thing on out. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Your World, My Views. You got a few seconds to call in to be a part of the after show. The number is 347-989-8310. If you can get on, the lines look pretty full right now. And I can't wait to talk to you guys. We're talking about building a better black man. And there are a lot of things that go into building a better black man. But it all starts from birth. It all starts when he exits the womb. And you want to build a better black man, you know what you need to surround him by? Better black men and better black women. And it starts with you. Whether you are raising this child by yourself or you got some help, you are the first influence. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for being a part of the show. Next week's shows are going to be great. We'll be back on Tuesday, Thursday, same time, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to 1 a.m. I'm about to get to the after show. And for everybody that's not going to be a part of the after show, I'm sorry, but I would like to say to you guys, good night. Ah. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, we are in the after show. We're in the Vizio after show. Vizio.com. Entertainment, freedom for all. Go to yourworldmyviews.com or go to Vizio.com and look up features and specials that you can get at Vizio. Vizio, entertainment, freedom for all. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're on the lines, this is how this works. The after show is where I'm going to bring in a few people. Let us all talk, and we're going to talk about this subject. And we talk about pretty much everything. The after shows are fun. The last after show was fucking hilarious. For the people who didn't see it, who didn't hear it, the last one I was dying laughing. And I have went back and listened to that thing like 3 times. That one was real good. And they generally are all fun because we get to get in and we talk about anything that comes to your mind. Well, what the after show is you call in a number. Well, you can't call in anymore, but everybody that's on the line right now, if you want to talk, you have to press 1 for you to be heard, because if you don't press 1, you'll just be listening. I mean, a lot of people like to listen. But if you any time during this hour of the after show, you can press 1, and you can be heard. So you might want to listen now, and then you press 1 a little bit later, and I'll bring you in. Some of you didn't know that you already pressed 1, so you probably pressed it again and pressed it again. I don't know how it works. But, hey, The after show's fun. That's all I can say. I'm going to bring in some people that didn't get a chance to talk while we were in the middle of the show first, and then we're going to bring in to recycle some people. But I'll probably mix them a little bit together. But you brought up something, and I elaborated on it, and I want to know what your thoughts are. But before we do that, I got to play the Bionic Black Man song again because people keep asking me to play it. So I'm going to play it one more time, and that's it. I'll have it posted somewhere. See if y'all go find it on YouTube. But here it is.
Black Man.
A man barely alive. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's first bionic
black
man.
Gentlemen, what's it gonna take for you to be that man? Better than you were before.
Better. Stronger. Faster.
Bionic Black Man. What you do?
Don't be laughing. I love it. I love it.
I keep getting emails. People keep saying, play it again. Play it again.
I love it. Oh, my God. I love it.
Thank you very much. Now, I talked about the thing that nobody wants to bring up. I believe that a lot of black men are whores because black women keep having this gay or homophobic reaction to everything. I've had so many black women call me gay, either because I won't sleep with them, because we don't agree with each other. Literally, I get called gay all of the time. So a lot of times as men, we want to prove that we ain't gay by sleeping with as many people as we can.
Putting
by letting you know we
danger.
Ain't gay. Look at all these hoes I got. You know I ain't gay.
What
Why do you think there's such a large DL community in the black community? Because nobody wants to admit that they're gay because they people going to jump on them.
Exactly. There's a backlash.
Mm-hmm. You want to build a better black man? Make it to where he's able to be more honest with you and himself, right?
Exactly. Accept him for who he is.
There you go.
But that's,
if a nigga like playing
that's
video games. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. Talk about that. And I'm going to bring in some people. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to give Corinthian about 30 seconds. Then I'm going to start bringing you guys in slowly. Go ahead.
But see, that's another issue because we as black women, and I'm going to talk about black women because I'm black. When a man presents himself and shows, that's right. And when a man presents himself and shows you who he is, we have a tendency not to believe that. He's giving you the truth up front, so you don't believe that. So in turn, he tells you what he thinks you want to hear. And then you in turn try to change him into something that you want him to be. So you create a cycle. Instead
mm-hmm.
of accepting him for who he is when he told you that's who he was the first time, oh, no, that's not you. I don't believe. He just told you, okay, I'm a bum. Why don't you believe I'm a bum? He told you he was a bum. So
well, it's like this. I tell women all the
road,
time. If a man tell you I just want to fuck tonight, why do women get mad? Oh, I'm just looking for somebody to fuck tonight. What kind of woman you think I am? He don't know. He's asking. You should just say no
exactly.
and move on about your business. Because once you tell him that, that's why most of us lie. Then woman, after she get fucked and he leave, will turn around and say what? Oh, yeah, I wish he had told me that in the first place. Then I could have made the decision.
He did.
You don't even have enough respect.
Listen.
Yeah, you don't have enough respect to if a man's telling you the truth, you allow that truth to be told. If I say I don't like black women, why do you think black women come to my page who ain't fucking me, get mad at me? Why do you think they get mad at me? Why would you get mad at me if I don't like black women?
That's crazy.
But that's what we...
I don't understand it.
But that's what has happened. The black man has lost his way because he believes in pussy first. And until the black man starts thinking about more than sex, that's why he is behind on finances. That's why he is ahead on STDs.
Exactly. I totally agree. I totally agree. And I will give you a prime example. I had this happen to me. This guy from the neighborhood approached me. Hey, Miss Lady, how you doing? I'm fine. How are you? Well, I just want to let you know I want to be the guy to you know, be your friend and spend some time with you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really? I'm sorry. And this is my response. I'm not looking for that right now because I know you're married and I don't deal with married men. I didn't get ugly with him. I didn't get nasty with him. He told me what he wanted.
Yep.
And I let him know that's not my type of party.
Mm-hmm. And somebody else talked about, he said something, and I'm going to bring in everybody else, but they said white women don't play the pussy game. I used to date only white women. And what he said meant by that was white women don't try to play this. Like, black women were actually like the chick who sucked Tupac dick on camera in front of everybody who didn't know him. That same black woman will make a black man that she meet have to take on 9-10 dates.
Mm-hmm.
You the same chick I just saw sucking Tupac dick. But you justify sucking Tupac dick. White girls, they suck Tupac dick and yours.
They don't.
That's what she does. The white girls in college never sat up there and tried to play this game. You know, I had a black girl lie to me who I was dating. Her name was Phyllis. Told me she was a virgin. By the time me and her broke up a few months later, I found out everybody in my dorm was fucking that girl.
Wow.
But black girls always talk about what they don't do. Black girls with three kids will still call somebody else a hoe. Call them a hoe, they'll say I'm not. White girls will believe they're a hoe if they done fucked a certain amount of people. But I think black men, too, are very nasty with the way we speak to y'all. White guys are more respectful when they have sex with a girl than we are when we have sex with a girl. Listen to how we talk about sex. I beat that pussy up. That bitch sucked my dick. We talk about it so nasty that if I find out from one of my homeboys you had sex with him, there's no way in hell I could actually date you by the way he discussed having sex with you. Let me bring in some of the people who haven't gotten a chance to talk. Let me bring in 706-587. Caller, who the fuck are you?
Mel, how you doing?
What's up, Mel?
Late as usual.
You made it, though. That's all that counts.
I made it. That's all that counts. I had to take me a nap before I was up for this.
Well, the show's still going on strong, so you made it, and thank you for joining us. Did you like the Bionic Black Man intro?
Man, I came. I don't know what part it was, but I literally came in maybe like 10 minutes before the after show. So I didn't even listen to the rest of the show. I'm gonna just be real with you right now.
I ain't nothing wrong. I just played the damn thing.
Oh, that part. Okay, yes, and that. Yeah. I don't know what's going on. I'm still half asleep, but I am gonna comment on the.
Well, you got to wait, though. I got to bring in some more people. I'm going to let you do it, but I got to bring in some more people, and I'm going to let you comment. 704-222. I like that number. Who the fuck are you?
This is Toya.
Hey, Toya, what's going on?
Hey. I wanted to comment on the part where you were saying right before the after show how the reason why men have sex with so many women is because women call men faggots.
Mm-hmm.
And
hey,
it's the homophobia. I don't believe that.
Well, hold on.
I'm
going to give you a chance. I'm going to give you a chance to elaborate on that. If you just hold on,
okay.
I got to bring in a couple more people, okay?
Okay.
All right. Let me see. Let me go to. Man, there's a lot of people here in the after show, and these numbers are starting to get me confused. 404-437. Caller, who the fuck are you?
Hey, it's me and Sam. I actually didn't want to talk. I just wanted to listen. I accidentally pushed one.
That's all right, girl. I've accidentally put my finger in a lot of stuff.
Oops.
I'll let you get back off. What is your name? I'll let you get back off. And then you, if you ever want to get back on again, you just press the one like twice, I guess.
Okay.
All right, cool. Let me see. Who else is this? 201-428. I think that's my man. I think it's my man Buffy. Is that you, Buff?
Yes, indeed.
What's going on, bro?
Same old same. Just got off of work.
Ah, all these niggas with jobs, and I don't have one. This is horrible.
You working now?
I just got my girl Tavia. She's here. What's up, Tavia?
Hey, Tommy. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good.
Hi,
hello, everybody. Hello. Hey, Buffy. How are you? I missed you Thursday.
Oh, I'm great. I'm good.
All right, I'm going to get you guys to talking in just a second. I'm going to try to pull in one more person before. And everybody else, please, I'm going to get to you guys in just a second. I just don't want to have too many people talking at once, so just hold on. I always like these numbers. No, I'm going to bring my girl Nikki in, too, because I just like hearing her voice. Nikki got a pretty voice. But there's somebody else that calls from either a Skype number or a block number. Caller, who the fuck are you?
Hello?
Yes, I can hear you. Who's this?
Oh, it's me. It's Nikki. I'm the only one
Nikki,
calling.
I already got you in. No, I already got you in, but there's another person that called from a Skype number or a block number.
Oh, I don't know.
I just always like letting them in. Caller, if you call from a block number or Skype number, say your name. That's just Nikki. Whoever that is with all them damn ones that we're looking at on the board, then I can't. I don't know who you are, so I guess you'll keep listening. I know you press one, and you know if your number blocked or if you call from Skype. So I just tried to give you a chance to talk, and you didn't say nothing. And you go right back into the blue zone. All right, here's what we're going to do. I know I said male first, and I'm going to go to Toya, because I don't want to hear what Toya's got to say about me saying these brothers are, you know, they're doing what they do because, you know, they're getting yelled at and told that they faggots. But I want to go to male. Male, what is it that you wanted to talk about?
I'm so bad with names. The lady that was talking before you pulled me in. When she was talking about when you meet a guy and they go ahead and show you who they are, and some women are just stupid enough to not recognize when they're really showing their true colors.
That was me.
That was you? Who are you again?
Yes.
I can't remember your name. Say again?
That's okay. It's Corinthian.
Oh, okay, Corinthian, because I heard you when you first called in. Well, I had a similar situation. This is when I didn't know no better. I had a similar situation. I was maybe about 17, 18. And I was really, this was like my real first real, I guess you can call it a relationship. I don't know what to call it now, but when I first met the guy, he was, I want to say he was about two, three years older than me. So that was like 22. So I had met him through a mutual friend, and he started talking to me or whatever. And, you know, since this was my first really real conversation with a guy, I didn't really know what to look for, what to watch out for, or how to approach the situation, or, you know, I just really didn't know. So when I was talking to this guy, you know, he was cool at first, and then the more we talked, the more his colors started coming out. But because I was so into him, I felt to recognize the signs of being treated right versus treated wrong, because I was the type of person that just kind of laughed off situations, and as time went on, I came to realize that, you know, he was very verbally abusive, talking, you know, always talking bad about how I looked, how I walked, and didn't like me hanging out with this person, that person. He became a control freak. So I was the type to turn into the person that was just blaming myself because I thought I was doing something wrong. I thought everything was my fault. You see what I'm saying?
But you were young.
And, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I was young, but even after somebody told me that what he was doing was right, I was like, girl, he's just playing. You know, I was that broad all the time. I was like, he's just playing. I ain't taking him seriously. You know, that type of deal. You know, I specifically had a group of people around me telling me, get away from this fool. Stop talking to this fool. But I still talk to the fool. And it took me to a point, it took me to a place where I became that angry, mad person, mad at everybody else, because when I finally cut him off, I was blaming everybody else except for myself. I was blaming everybody around me but me. When I had power to walk away from that situation, you know, and I mean, I don't know if this was like 100% hitting what y'all was talking about, but that's what kind of triggered that story in the back of my mind. And so now when I look at the friends that I got now and they're in the same situation, I'm trying to throw that red flag up, throwing signals, you know, setting fires and giving them a smoke signal like, you need to move to the left somewhere because this dude ain't right.
Well, wait a
they're
minute.
Kind of like doing the same that I did, you know, because
well,
I'm
wait
kind
a minute.
Of,
hold on. Wait. You talking about, I guess you talking about how, I guess, you know, a man is either using a woman or doing a woman bad, but I'm trying to figure out, what we're trying to find out right now on the show is ways of building a better black man. What do you think a man should do to become better?
Oh, from what I've dealt with, I'd say being, I haven't really dealt with any guys that's really vocal, other than the first dude I was just talking about, really vocal about what they're looking for. They don't express themselves enough. Like, I don't mean, like, you know, just sit there and tell me your life story, but just when we do meet face-to-face, you know, tell me what you're looking for. You know what I'm saying? Just be real about the situation. Just put everything out there on the table, because I'm not going to hold anything back from you. You know what I'm saying? That's the only way I could really put it. Either that or just surround themselves with people that will make him better, get himself away from the wrong group of people. Because a lot of times some of them are just hanging with the wrong clique. They're one way with their clique friends, but they're a whole different person when they're by themselves.
True. That is very true.
So I'm like, you know, don't let who you are, if you're gonna be with that group of people that cause you to step out of the norm of who you really are, you need to push some people to the side and get with people that are more like you. If you know you're a creative individual, don't sit there and be with people that's going to be sitting there like, man, you ain't going to do this and that with yourself. Man, you ain't going to go nowhere with your life doing that bullcrap. You need to kick it with us and do this and this and that and other. If you got people like that, when you know you got a natural born talent to do something, you need to push them fools to the side and move on to the next one. Find you people that's going to feed that talent, feed that, you know, give you that motivation to move forward and do something with yourself. Don't keep putting what you know you can do to the wayside just to quote unquote have fun and kick it with your homies. Don't let your boys or even some guys got homegirls. Don't even let them hold you back. You know, that's what I've seen. From what I've seen, the guys around here, they're always trying to cling to a clique and trying to be cool and stuff instead of going out and do stuff that they know they have the potential to do. Therefore, they wind up in trouble. Therefore, they don't ever amount to nothing because they're sitting there letting these other people talk them into doing the complete opposite of what they want to do.
Now, I agree with you, being more honest with their feelings. All right, now, Mel, I'm going to ask you to hold on for a second. And I want to go to my girl, Toya, who said she don't believe what I said, and that for people who didn't hear what I said that a lot of black men are being very promiscuous and overly promiscuous for the fear of ever being called faggot by each other, and especially their women. You said you don't agree. Please tell me why you don't.
I don't agree, but I do have 4 points, which that's number three. Now, would you like for me to start with number three or touch on the first two?
Well, I want you to touch on the first one first because that's what you brought up. So we'll go. I like to work backwards.
Okay. Now, the first point, I just wanted to say I agree with Corinthia as far as please believe when a guy shows you who they are, believe it. Because it took me a while to learn that. But I definitely agree with that point that she made, along with a couple other points she made. The second point that I wanted to say was I do believe that in the black community, homophobia is, you know, is a bad thing. It's a major problem. And we do need to be able to accept people for who they are, not judge them, and let them be a part of our community, our society, without the stigma. And then you won't have so many down low brothers. You won't have so many... You
so
know,
it sounds like you are agreeing with me. I thought you disagreed.
No. Hold on. I'm getting to the third point. Now, I did want to say I do believe that is in the black community. Now, the third point, do I think that is why men are promiscuous? No.
I didn't say that was completely why they're doing it. What I said is when they get to the point of where they're doing what they're doing, which is like how we got all these rap songs and videos about how many hoes I got. You got to say it's something if you got all these brothers instead of singing about what. Wait. There's got to be a reason why all these brothers singing about how many hoes they got and how they fucking your girl and how much pussy they getting. Because the white boys ain't singing about that shit. White boys are still singing about love. Black folks are singing about how much pussy they getting. You don't think there's nothing that you don't think there's a reason why black men, all we talk about is sex? Because if black women didn't want to hear it, we wouldn't be rapping about it, right?
Well, I'm not going to say right to that. But what I will say
is, if it wasn't selling, would they be rapping about it?
Tommy, let me make my point.
Wait a minute, but you're saying you won't agree with it. You won't agree with the numbers.
I don't agree.
Black women are buying this music.
Well, I'm not saying that. Okay, hold on. You let me finish my point, and then I'll go back to what you're saying. because I buy rap music and I like rap music.
Exactly.
You know, I can't say I like the hardcore stuff where hoes and bitches and all that.
All
but
rap
I do
music
like
is
rap
talking
music.
About that. You name me some groups that ain't talking about I slept with your girl. I know you
Will
with her,
Smith.
But she thinking about me.
Will Smith is one. He's a popular.
You ain't got Will Smith CD in 7 years. Stop it.
Okay, well, let me make my point. My point to go back. Set up. My point to go
so
back
she like
to the reason why. Oh, yeah, Bones and Thugs. But
girl, don't get
old
thrown
old.
Off your point. Don't get thrown off your point because I'm about
I
to jump on you.
Okay, now, my thing is, it all comes from, I call it the Willie Lynch legacy.
I ain't going to never let you, okay, here's the thing about this group and this show.
I keep throwing that out to black people because they don't realize this is not.
Hold on, baby. I always stop black people from saying this. Let me tell you why. Okay, if your man cheat on you with 9 other people, would you say it's okay?
No.
Would you blame it on the men have always felt like they could cheat on women, so it's okay?
No.
Would you blame it on the fact that his daddy's daddy and daddy before that used to cheat and beat on his wife, so it makes sense?
No.
You'd expect him to do better because he know better, right?
Yes.
So let's don't blame something on some letter that most of us haven't even read anyway. Let's not do that.
Well, I got the,
and the letter
right
is
here
false.
On my table. But
what
I'm saying
is false.
That's where it started.
It is not. It is not. The letter's been proven to be false. The letter's been proven to be false.
But you know, whether the letter was proven to be false, they segregated black people. They had a strong black man to impregnate other black women, and that's how they got their slaves. In mass quantities from a good, strong brother. But my thing is, okay, yeah, I know that was hundreds of years ago, but it trickles down, and that's why the black community is so targeted with this, and other communities aren't. White communities aren't. Asian communities aren't. Indians aren't. They may have 6 children, but it's all within the same household.
That's not true at all. And white men, hold on, that's not true at all, because white men was getting black slaves pregnant. That's why you got all these mixed kids running around. What you just said is 1,000% not true.
I have a question. May I interject?
Well, see, well, I want to answer that, though. See, and this is one of the problems when like a brother like me is rare, because most brothers, if he was on a line full of women, we'll let them women say stuff that he knows is not true. Or like how one of the callers said, an educated brother will just pretend he's stupid just to get pussy or to get along with women. I don't do that. When you say something that has merit, I'll say amen. When you say something that's not true, I'll say that's not true. And we should be able to, because we want to gain knowledge from each other. So, darling, do you see how what you said isn't true? White men.
No, I don't see it.
You don't see it at all. Even though I just, wait a minute. Even though
I
just proved
reading,
to you.
I don't
wait a minute.
It.
Even though, hold on. Even though I just proved to you that they're light skinned people because these white slave masters
well,
would give these black.
That was part of it. That was part
hold
of
on.
It.
Hold
yeah.
on. You said, oh, wait a minute. Let's talk linear. You said other cultures do not do it. I just proved you wrong 1,000%.
You didn't prove me wrong, Tommy.
George Washington had children by his black slaves.
I'm not saying that they don't have children out of wedlock.
You did just say it.
Do.
You said, darling,
okay,
you did just
I
say
it.
You said
wrong,
their
Tommy.
Children are by the same woman. You just said it.
Okay, maybe I said that wrong. What I'm saying is they marry if they're. They are family-based. I'm not saying that a white man is not going to cheat on his white wife. We all know all
so, this. Okay, but that's what we were talking about. We were talking about being monogamous just a second ago. We were talking about it, and you used the Willie Lynch.
Getting married, having a family, taking care of your responsibilities. I'm talking about the whole picture. I'm not
ladies and gentlemen, then when you say
general.
Something, everybody knows who listens to this show knows I say this one thing.
Well, you're not what, giving me a chance to make my
I did
point.
Give
so
you a chance. Wait a minute, darling.
Not,
I gave you a chance to say
right.
that. Hold on. I gave you a chance to say that. You tried
well,
to. I told you I don't like Willie Lynch. You said, hold on, let me explain. You went down this explanation of Willie Lynch, and you said, Other cultures have all their kids by the same woman. When I corrected
okay,
you refused to say, wait a minute, you refused to say that, you know
that.
What, I was wrong. You said, no, you didn't understand what I meant. You did what black women do. They will never say, I was wrong. They will say, you misunderstood me. You misunderstood
me. If you give me a chance to talk and really explain what I'm trying to say, then maybe my point will come. But yeah,
so
you
saying we'll build off of a lie and then make the truth come up later?
No.
So let me ask you something.
I'm
wait
saying.
A minute. Hold on.
Don't
let me ask you a simple question.
In my mouth.
Hold on.
Don't put words in my
you
mouth.
Said if I let you finish. Did you not say
and
that?
You have it. And you have it. To
so we
to
would be building
minute.
Off of a lie. It would be literally like, ladies and gentlemen, this is what
I
I'm being told.
I still believe in a Willie Lynch legacy.
No, but what you
I'm concerned.
Not talking about believing in Willie Lynch. I let you talk that out. I stopped you when you lied. When you said other races. That is a lie. But see, as a black woman, you refuse to call a lie a lie. If I say...
I said I misspoke. I didn't refuse to
no, no, you didn't misspeak.
Lie.
That you didn't misspeak. You said an untruth. You thought it was
okay,
true until
I
corrected
untruth.
You.
I said a lie. Okay, it wasn't on purpose. It's just... I'm not used to talking
it was just you didn't think I would correct
manner,
you.
So if you're not giving me a chance to talk,
darling, you didn't think I
right.
would correct you. You said that you thought that was 100% true. That's why you said
on
it, right?
I've never called on a show before, so when you coming at me like this, you're not giving me a chance to even be comfortable even talking.
It's not about
what
comfort. You
got
to speak a fact. You have
well,
to speak
I'm
a fact.
I'm trying to speak a fact. I thought this was an opinion and call in and what
no,
you
no,
think.
No, 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 no. If you want to give an opinion, I agree with that.
Well, let
when
me
you give something as
everything
a fact,
I say on this phone first, and then I'll say it.
What I'm
but
saying is, even
that,
if your opinion is, ladies and gentlemen, if your opinion is wrong, you should want someone to correct it. If I tell
you, how you gonna say an opinion is wrong? An opinion is how a person feels.
Let me hold on. If you give an opinion and there's a fact to prove your opinion to be wrong, yet you want to still stick with it, let me tell y'all. Do y'all remember just yesterday? I had a black woman do the same thing she just said exactly. That even though there's a fact, I should be allowed to have an opinion. Screw the fact. That's like if I say, this DNA test says this child is mine. Let me tell you what a black woman will say. Well, in my opinion, it ain't.
Why I got to be a black woman to say that?
Because white women ain't stupid enough to sit there and keep arguing a fact with an opinion. That is stupid
no.
to argue a fact with an opinion. Do you not think that's crazy? Seriously. To argue a fact with your opinion. If I say 5 plus 5 is 10, and then show you by
when
giving you 5 rocks.
When I say all men cheat, do you think I mean 100% of men cheat? No.
No, and if you came back and said, I was just speaking in general, if you said I was just speaking in general, we would continue to speak. But you refuse to even admit that what you said was wrong.
I'm not refusing because I've admitted like 10 times. Maybe
no,
you
started off
you
and said.
Stop talking.
Yeah, you started
maybe
off
you
by.
Heard
hold
that.
On, darling. You started off by saying, "If you let me finish, I'll get to my point." You never.
Right,
you didn't
you
say that was wrong. You said, "If
finish.
You let me finish."
You've interrupted me every single time that I've talked so far. So
I should interrupt things that aren't true.
No, you should let people talk on your show because that's the point of your show, and then you can have a rebuttal.
Ladies and gentlemen, someone who doesn't know the show, I will explain to you guys. This is the after show. Let me explain
wow.
to you guys very nicely. If you come on my show and you say something that is not factually accurate and you're presenting it as a fact, I should stop you right then. I only have this problem with black women.
Oh,
they always say, you're not letting me finish. And they made a joke about this on South Park. I don't know if you guys like the South Park movie. Where the guy keeps telling him, he says, can I finish? Can I finish? Can I finish? And then they stop to let him finish. And he says, all right, I'm finished.
Oh, my God.
And what I'm trying to say to y'all is this.
And homophobia.
And what I'm trying to say to y'all is this. And Toya, I want you to know, I have you on hold for a second. I have you muted. I was trying to unmute you, and I heard you were still talking. So that led me. That's another thing about black women. If you hear me talking, how are you still talking?
Oh, my God. No, he didn't.
I noticed that. I unmuted her, and she was holding her own conversation by herself.
I was wondering where that homophobia came from.
I knew he did that.
I
thought
that.
I
muted her so she could hear me talk so I could moderate the show. And then
yep.
I was going to let her back in.
Yeah.
She had said, fuck what you heard. Fuck you.
Wow,
let me tell you how the show's supposed to go, sir. This is how the show's supposed to go.
Oh, she told you how the show's supposed to go. You're supposed to let her talk regardless, even though she's loud and wrong, because you don't know what you're doing after 3 years, damn it.
But that's what I'm saying. And ladies, this is all I'm trying to say. I hope y'all understand. I let it go for a point, and then I had to stop her from talking so I could explain to y'all.
I was waiting when you was going to do that.
Yeah, no, I try to let it go on because I want people to see that I don't make shit up. I don't know these people. I didn't tell them to call. She said it's her first time calling.
Mm-hmm.
But once somebody – here's what – there's no humility amongst black women. If someone catches me in a lie, think about it. When you catch a black man in a lie, he curl up. Tell him that you looked in his phone and seen that he called his chick. Oh, baby, you know I'm just, you know, I mean, a man got needs. And, you know, I don't love her. He concedes the fact that you know. Black woman, even when I was with my wife, she still made an excuse like I didn't see this nigga on top of you humping you when I walked home.
Wow. You didn't touch her, so it wasn't her.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. And I kept thinking, why are we arguing facts? Y'all saw on my page the other day when the person said, it doesn't matter that this is a fact, I still have an opinion. You cannot have an opinion on a fact. You would think, and ladies know this, because y'all would get mad if y'all boyfriend who been telling everybody that you a hoe and that baby ain't his. The DNA test came back and said it was his, and he still was running around saying, well, I don't believe it. My opinion is that baby and me, he don't look like me. You'd be like, okay, now you're an idiot. I didn't want to stop her from being able to finish, but I hate people bringing up the Willie Lynch syndrome because of this. Because you're excusing people for their bad behavior by something you can't prove and most of you haven't read. Yet, if you excuse his behavior for doing XYZ, then you should excuse his behavior for whooping your ass. You should excuse his behavior for when he cheat on you. You should excuse his behavior for everything else due to this Willie Lynch syndrome. But we don't. So why do you think that women will bring up Willie Lynch syndrome and say that this is why the black man is doing what he's doing? Why do you think black men get these outs in places where they shouldn't get an out? Because if you're going to give a black man an out by saying Willie Lynch syndrome, then give him the out when he got all these kids by different women. Say, it ain't his fault. It's Willie Lynch's fault. When he don't come to, when he don't pay child support, say, it's not his fault. It's Willie Lynch's fault. I hate people bringing up slavery when they don't know no slaves. I understand slavery played a great part in a lot of what happened. But I can't understand when men like Martin Luther King, who were closer to slavery than us, found a way. I can't understand how men like George Washington Carver, how men like all these men did better, even though they were closer to slavery, than the men of 2011, who all they see is Negroes with money. All they see is Negroes who have an opportunity to have a family. You see Negroes like Dwight Howard, who were raised in a house with both his parents, and I know them. Yet he got two kids by women out of wedlock, and he was supposed to be Mr. Love Jesus? This isn't Willie Lynch. This is the fact that the black man is surrounded by black women who will accept any fucking thing. Because we wouldn't do it if it wasn't accepted. Now, y'all ladies,
you're right.
Tell me
yeah,
if I'm wrong about that. Because these men wouldn't do half the shit they do if women said, I will not date a man whose pants are sagging down below his shorts, below his drawers. He got motherfucker ass look like a Neapolitan ice cream.
That's true.
You're
it's
right.
True.
Oh, man. Seriously.
If we give them parameters as far as what we like and don't like and what we accept and don't accept, they will not go beyond those parameters. If like was mentioned before, if they are that much into us and they see that you're a good woman and they want to be with you, they will make the necessary changes. Not to say that they'll change their whole persona about them, but if there's something about them that irks you and you need that to be changed and tweaked, they're willing to do that. That's a give and take thing. Each person has to do that.
Now, Toya, you got passion, so I'm bringing you back for a second, and I'm going to get to the rest of you guys. Toya, you got passion. I'm bringing you back. You have passion. There's nothing wrong with passion. But
I have passion. Uh-huh.
No, I was just saying, all passion should be directed in the right place. There's nothing wrong with me stopping you for a second and saying that's not true. If you realize it's not true, you say, okay, that isn't true. Let me go to another point. I messed up there. Then go to another point.
Well, I think, like you said, you don't like Willie Lynch. So as soon as you heard Willie Lynch, you got defenses and your ears closed.
I let you try to change my mind, though. I did do that.
Did you?
Yes, well, until you said something that was completely untrue.
Well,
you said
like
white
said,
men.
I should have said in general or other races. Cause you
it ain't even in general. White
that.
Men have known to cheat and have kids by other women.
I'm not even talking about having children out of wedlock. Like, that's not even my point. We're talking about why men have sex with multiple women. You know, it's like you get me so far past what I was originally trying to
say.
Well,
actually, I thought you were supposed to be answering the question of why I said, you said why men have sex with multiple women. And you were supposed to be telling me that what I said wasn't true. And I listened to you tell me what I said. Wait a minute. But you did. You said that what I said about the fact that I believe that they have a lot of, I said a lot of these men today are having a lot of sex with a lot of people because they fear being called gay. They feel like the only way to be a man is to have sex with multiple women. You're talking to a man that grew up around other men who heard it every day about from the time we were 12 and 13 about how much pussy we got. We picked on virgins. We made fun of virgins.
Yeah, I know that. What you said was the reason why men was having sex with so many women is because women called them faggots.
Said homophobia in the black community. I said they women are calling them faggots and they calling each other faggots. What I'm saying is in order to prove that we ain't gay, not only do we have a lot of sex with women, but we disrespect women and we let everybody know that we having a lot of sex with a lot of women. Well, that's all I said. John Edwards wasn't running around talking about how many hoes he fucking in no rap song or in his speeches on the campaign trail. You didn't see Arnold Schwarzenegger running around acting like he just got so many hoes. He had them like these brothers do, just like these rock and roll guys. They have them like these brothers do. So why is it that black men are able to run around and feel the need to say it in public? Why is it the fact that you watch these black men on Facebook? They'll talk about how many hoes they got and still will have friends list. Look at every black man's friend. Here's what I want all y'all to do when y'all get off. Just to prove me wrong.
It's predominantly female.
Thank you. Look at every black man's friends list that you know. Look at his friends list. I guarantee you 80 to 90% of all people on his friends list are women.
You are right. It's right. It's true.
It's true.
Even on my dad's Facebook page, Lord help him.
And when you look at their Facebook page, let me give you one more thing. Most of the women are half naked, got their ass out, titties out. Half of them ain't even real women, but these niggas is too stupid to realize it. Do you know the easiest way to catch a black man, and I'm telling on myself because you can catch me probably right after the show. The easiest way to catch a black man, you want to find out if your man cheating, create this fake-ass page with these pictures. Befriend some of his friends, then befriend him. Even if he think it's a possibility that it ain't a real person, you'll still catch him because black men are stupid. We like pussy more than anything else in this world, and we will lose everything to get it. Don't believe me? Look at how many brothers you see get brought down by pussy. White men get brought down because they trying to steal some extra money. they doing Enron. How many Negroes you know doing Enron? What Negroes doing? He getting caught with cracking pussy. Tell me I'm lying. You want me to name some?
Manberry.
Never would have realized that Bill Cosby got caught with pussy. He got caught and the chick lied to him. Never would have believed Jesse Jackson had all them kids out of wedlock. Never would have believed that Martin Luther King got caught on tape by J. Edgar Hoover fucking around on Coretta Scott King.
Mm-hmm.
Should I keep going?
You can.
Never would have believed that Bishop Eddie Long was not only...
Come on now.
Look now.
But I ain't keeping my dick in my pants. I didn't get this name Long for no reason.
I knew it was coming. I knew it.
That's what she said.
Just a disturbance.
Think about it. All these black men have gotten caught. Gilbert Arenas. All these kids never been married. Should I keep going?
Is that mean how you present yourself?
Okay. I have something else I wanted to add to this.
Go ahead,
I remember I was talking to my grandmother one day. Well, she's not my biological grandmother, but I called her grandma. But I was talking to her one day, and she was telling me about her husband, about how he used to cheat on her numerous times, but because he took care of the household,
yep,
she didn't make it a big deal. And she was like, the difference between some old school men and the men today, they'll go fooling around, but then they'll stop doing their duties as a man. She said, she firmly believes that no matter what your nationality is, if you want to go out inside, at least keep doing your duty as a man. Take care of your household. And if you have an outside girl, take care of her. And she said that's where they make the biggest mistakes, because if they make the outside woman upset, she's going to mess up the household.
Black men have stopped valuing. Black men have stopped valuing black women.
Exactly.
And the reason they stopped valuing black women
is
because black women stopped valuing themselves.
Uh-huh.
I don't know about that.
But you know, another.
Hold on, wait. Who's that? I love that. Let's get into it. Hold on. Wait a minute. Who's that said? I don't agree with that. First, let me bring because I got to bring some males to come in here with me in a minute. But I want to. Who is this? 404-759. Hold on a second. Who is this? 404-759. Who's that?
But I didn't say that. But yes.
Okay, I was just making sure. I know you said you wanted to be in here, so I'm letting you in. This is Ty. Ty's joining us. Anybody else that wants to be in, press 1. Buffy's still in here, but me and Buffy up in here, and I got my man Leon. I'm going to let Leon up in here because I'm tired of dealing with these women by myself. I'm going to bring Greg up in here.
You
see
that, ladies?
I'm getting a backup because I know it's about to get rough on a nigga. Somebody just said they don't agree with me when I said black women have stopped valuing themselves. Who said that?
I said that, Nikki.
All right, Nikki, tell me why I'm wrong.
I'm not going to say that you're wrong.
Because I was going to get in your ass if you did.
No, honey, I can give you an intelligent argument. That kind of stuff doesn't frighten.
Go ahead, baby.
I do not think that all women have. I think
Stop.
Wait a minute, hold on.
I said at the beginning of the show. I said at the beginning of the show, then I said in the middle. I always make this joke. My dad was in the military, so I speak in general.
I speak in general terms.
Right.
Now, I'm saying that a portion of the women have stopped valuing themselves.
I believe a large portion. Because if they wasn't, 80% of black kids wouldn't be born out of wedlock. So would that make me true?
That will make you true. But wait a minute. I'll say a large portion. Because when you find a woman that has standards and doesn't want to deal with certain things, what does he do? Usually he leaves her alone because he knows Becky's easier, Susie's easier, Jennifer's easier. And the first thing he will say to a black woman is, I ain't got to put up with that shit, and he'll keep moving.
No, it ain't Becky and Susie. It's Shaquisha, LaQuanda, Keisha.
Hold on. No, and it's
but
not
that should be the man you
either.
Don't want to deal with.
It's not just black women either.
No, I
but
think it
the
is just black women
deal.
Because these white girls are easy to fuck.
Yeah,
just like any woman is easy to fuck. Hold on. Black girls are just as easy to fuck. The difference is white girl ain't dumb enough to sit up there and let you get her pregnant and run around with it and keep having it by three different men. White girls get embarrassed when she get pregnant. A white girl is embarrassed to be pregnant and the man not be in her life. These black girls are on Facebook posting pictures of themselves pregnant by themselves.
That is not true. That is not true for every black woman. And I'm going to say it like this.
Okay, stop it. We have already established that I didn't say everyone. Didn't we establish that?
No, wait a minute. Hold on. Because you keep saying black woman, white woman, this doesn't do this. Hold on. It's a lot of women. And I think women in general have lowered their standards. And yes, a lot of black men go to white girls for what reason? Because they're easy. They give up money. They don't give
black women are easy. Stop saying that. If y'all wasn't easy, you wouldn't have all these kids by different men. Y'all are easy, too.
No, white women do it, too. It's women in general. Period.
Women don't, wait a minute. Hold on. You can't say that when 80% of black kids are born out of wedlock. No other race has that problem.
Hold on. Okay, you're saying born. But a lot of these white girls get pregnant and have the money for an abortion. A lot of black women do.
Okay, wait a minute. Wait. There's also been a study that shows the largest group with the largest percentage of abortions is black women.
Well, send it to me. I want to see it because, dude, I made...
There was a big-ass billboard that they got mad and made them put it down in New Jersey. Hey, all right, now see. Hold on,
Tori. Hold on, Tommy.
Huh?
Those are goddesses.
Tommy.
Go ahead, though.
That's not for fair. One second, Nikki.
Go ahead.
I can hear you fine.
Go right
ahead.
Okay, I think you stopped. What he's saying is he's not speaking in general terms as far as all he's speaking in general is he's not speaking in terms of all black women or all white women. He's speaking in terms of black women because that's what the conversation is about. But
and here's what's funny to me. Hold on. Here's what's funny to me. When I generalize black women, have y'all seen how women always correct me? Then they'll correct me by generalizing white women?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay,
so it's okay. Wait a minute. No, Nikki. Nikki, do you not see the fault in that? Hold on, Nikki. Hold a second. Please hold.
I didn't say anything.
Nikki, hold. Do you not see that it is ironic that you don't want black women generalized, yet you will generalize in the next four words, white women? You said white women have abortions. That's what you said.
No.
You did not. Did you not say that? You said because they be getting abortions.
Tommy, you just threw out a statistic, dude. You are.
Hold on. I said 80%. Wait a minute. I said 80% of black kids are born out of wedlock. Wait a minute. This is not a fact. Wait a minute. That wasn't a fact or a generalization. That was not an opinion or a generalization. That was a fact. Your response to my fact was because white women get an abortion.
Okay, now said that. Can I
come? We all get abortions if that's the case.
Hold on. Do y'all see how it got quiet? She didn't answer that or even acknowledge that was a fucked up statement to make if you don't like generalization.
Listen to me. I let you go. I'm going to go now. I just said...
Oh, you let me go?
Yes,
wow.
I said you just said, can
there it
I
is.
Go now? No,
okay.
Because
y'all see how this works? I got let go on my own show.
That's the second black woman who told you how to do your show, man.
I let you go. Now I'm going to go. I asked a simple question, y'all. It was very simple. I said, isn't it wrong to generalize white people if you don't want me to generalize black people? Ladies and gentlemen, what should the answer have been?
Yes or no.
Yes. Exactly.
Yes,
should have been yes or no. Say I'm a hypocrite, but don't ignore me like you did not do that, and then say I let you go. When I ask a question in the show, that question should be answered first, then you elaborate afterwards. That's how it works. I ask questions, and in order for us to move forward, you answer them, then you can elaborate as much as you want. But it is not fair, black women, and I'm sick of this, for y'all to say white women are easy like y'all ain't. These are opinions. These are generalizations. She even said, because white women give y'all money and give sex easy. Do you know how many niggas is living off of black women? All y'all have either taken care of a nigga right now, or know a woman who's taking care of a Negro right now. I'll go to Ty. Do you know a woman who's got a nigga living in their house?
Yes, I do.
Tavia, do you know a woman that's got a nigga living in their house?
Yes, I do.
Mel, do you know a woman that's got a nigga living in their house?
Unfortunately.
Buffy, do you know a woman that's got a nigga living in their house?
Woman that got two niggas living in their house.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
That's
why I love Buffy. He takes it right in and whew, that's what I love about
him. He just gives it to you.
Corinthia, do you know a woman that's got a nigga living in her house and probably done put some shit in her name to help him get it?
Yes, I know several.
Oops. Greg, do you know a black woman who has done this?
Man, I know two of them.
Leon, do you know a black woman who has done this and currently doing it? Not even has, currently doing it.
Sadly, yes.
Everybody, Lisa, do you know one? Do you know anybody like that?
Oh, absolutely. I can name a few.
So don't y'all think it's weird that this woman said, not only, and I'll go back to, I'll let her try again, but you can't tell me you let me do anything on my show. Have respect.
Amen.
That's like me going to my mama saying
something
like that.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's not cool.
But this is where it all starts. If enough black men stand up and say, okay, I'm not going to let you say that. You're not going to talk to me that way. If more of us did that, then the women would say, okay, I can't talk to men like that. But what they do is, just like how she said, which I agree, men will go from a woman who has standards to a woman who doesn't, because there are more women who don't have standards than there are who do.
Yeah.
Women will do the same thing.
Yeah.
Women will talk to a nigga like he ain't shit, because she know if he stand up, it's a lot of pussy niggas out there that allow it. You ain't got to like it. That's why they say, I've never heard a complaint. That's why you hear most black women say, I've never heard a complaint. Because they don't listen to a complaint. When I tell you, hey, you're talking too fast, you're talking too much, or they just go off. But the whole point is what I'm trying to get y'all to hear and see. You cannot generalize a race of women and say our men are running to them because they nicer, because they, well, then maybe you need to get nicer then. If they having abortions, maybe you need to have some. Why is it that white women can't be using condoms? Why is it that white women can't be using birth control? Nah, they just hoes and they just sluts and they be all up at the abortion clinic. Why would you even say something like that, like it was true? People, this is why it's black people.
On a point.
Yeah, people, this is why it's black women, people, and Nikki, you back. This is why it's black people.
That is
people.
Not what I said.
You did say it. You said
no,
that.
No.
When, darling,
listen, you won't even let anyone talk. First you try to say I was disrespecting you. That's not, I said you went, now can I go? First of all, before everybody.
So okay,
you
okay,
high,
you
no,
said,
no,
ladies,
you won't
ladies,
even let me
did,
say anything.
Okay, hold on. I'll let the audience, I'll let them tell me I'm wrong then. Audience, did you hear her version of non-disrespect or my version of respect? I'll let y'all all talk. Everybody can just say yes or no.
I was not disrespectful.
I'm asking, the, okay, see, I just asked the audience.
You know what,
she didn't
ahead,
even
want to
hear
ahead,
the audience answer. She wanted to give y'all answer. If you
what
tell me
I heard
I was wrong,
was,
darling, I will apologize.
What I heard
she
was,
said she let you go. I heard that's
let
what
you
she
go,
said.
Now I'm going to go.
Yes.
That's what I heard.
I had the same discussion with another woman, the Sherry girl. Sherry told everybody that she didn't disrespect me, even though everybody kept saying, ma'am, you did. And then they kept showing her what she said. She refused to admit it. Darling, when I was trying to talk to you, you said, hold on, I let you go, now it's time for me to go. That's what you said. You cut me off to say, hold on, I let you go, now it's my turn. And you don't think that's disrespectful in the least.
Is my mic on?
Yes, it is.
Okay, now let me say this before you interrupt me, yell over me, scream over me, get the audience. When I said I let you go, I'm listening. I heard what you said. That is what I meant by that. Not being rude, not being disrespectful, because that's not my character. Now, the only
but if
thing
it was
I was
taken
saying
that way,
oh my, what, oh my goodness.
If it was taken
ahead,
that way, what should you do?
Go ahead.
If it was taken that
go
way,
ahead.
What should
oh,
you do?
Minute, hold on. I'm a woman. I can apologize. But I will also say this. It was not meant in that context. And before I could say anything else, you were all over me. I'm like, dude, give me a minute.
Darling, I'm giving you a minute when I let you, even when I was talking, and you said, okay, now, I let you go, now let me go. There's no country or planet that's not rude. You wouldn't say that to your mom if your mama was in mid-sentence. You say, hold on, I let you go, now let me go.
You asked me a question, and when I started to answer, you were all over me because you thought you heard something that you did not like. You didn't even
no,
let me get it out before
trying...
you started jumping on me. You silenced the mic. You had your people come in. I'm like, dude, just give me a second. That's
no, what
I
was
said.
Trying to
I
tell
said,
you.
Let me, I said, I let you go. Now, can I just go? Can I say anything?
Okay,
and
you're
rude,
still
going to
pretend that that's okay.
Oh, my God. Okay, you know what?
Ladies and gentlemen, I've done this show for 3 years, and I do it because I do it my way. I'm like Frank Sinatra. I try to have people and try to have great discussions on the show. But I always have, and y'all see when I have arguments with men, have y'all noticed that the argument with the men go different?
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, they're different.
Yeah, there's no screaming, yelling, and there's no disrespect.
And it's the same thing when somebody's
talking.
What? said that one dude.
We've had one.
Hey,
in
I remember.
The group.
I remember that show. Tommy had to mute a dude. It was funny.
Wow.
Which is rare. But what the thing is, guys, this whole show, I tried to do a show of where I was trying to say build a better black man. Black men need to do black women better, and blah blah blah. I was trying to give that show because I can do a whole show about how black women need to do black men better, and I am. But that's not the point. The point is, I was trying to help you guys, but I don't want you to say shit that's irrelevant. Here's the biggest issue with our culture. Black women tell black men about black men. Y'all will go to y'all friends to find out shit about black men. Y'all will have black men in front of y'all, and they'll tell y'all, like how the girl argued with me about how men like fake breasts over real breasts. Y'all will sit and say stuff even though a man is telling you from a man's point of view. I can talk to every one of y'all boyfriends who ain't with y'all no more, and he'll tell you, if you a smart ass to me on the phone, you a smart ass in real life. If you hard to deal with on a couple of minutes on my show and I don't know you, imagine how hard you deal with if a nigga done got you pregnant. If he done broke up with you. If you done got a divorce. One of the most difficult things to tell any woman is to look at yourself before you look outside of yourself. I can tell a man, the reason you ain't getting no women is because you treating them like hoes. He'll understand that that's what he been doing. I've heard men even tell me, yeah, you know, I've had a few good girls. Men don't never tell that lie like women do. Men will tell you, I had some good girls in my past and I fucked it up. I've never heard a black woman tell me, I've had some good dudes in my past and I fucked it up. They all say that the niggas wasn't shit.
Tired of hearing that.
Thank you. Y'all can all agree. Most of the time when y'all girlfriend tell y'all, and y'all know y'all girl was a hoe. Y'all know y'all girl cheated on a dude that was a good dude. But she'll still tell you, I don't see why these niggas ain't shit. You be thinking to yourself, do you not realize how you treated Billy, Tommy, and Bob?
Me and my friend got into a fight not even 2 days ago because we were sitting there talking and she was getting into, because she got three kids through baby daddy. And we were sitting in the living room. No lie, she gonna sit there and come complaining to me about this new dude that she's talking to, about how far he is and all that stuff. And I'm like, hold on. That could have hurt God's head. If she hadn't acted as foolish as she did when she was with him, he would have been the baby daddy of all three of them kids. You get what I'm saying?
I know.
And I'm like, I'm sitting there like you, because the way you coming at me now, if you came at him or any of them other two dudes you was with, the way that you're coming at me right now,
yep,
I wouldn't want to be with your ass either. And I told
that.
And I said, I'm not saying that to be disrespectful to you, but I'm telling you as a friend, you need to change. You need to work on